B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes. It's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet. And now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today. 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
FCA US LLC.
Money Pit is presented by 84 Lumber. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are your ultimate guide to all things home improvement. If you've got a project you want to get done, you don't know where to start, or you're stuck in the middle, reach out to us right now because we are ready, willing, and able to help. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Or for the fastest response, just go to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's episode, spring is here, and it's time to get your outdoor spaces ready for the warm weather ahead. If you don't know where to begin, we've got five easy ways for you to create the perfect outdoor living room so that you can move from your indoor living room right to your outdoor living room and start enjoying the weather.
All right, I can't wait for that. And if you're thinking about hiring a handyman for a project, it's crucial that you make sure you're making the right choice. We're going to share five key questions you should be asking your potential pro before you press go.
And if a tile floor is on your to-do list for the spring, it's good to note that all tiles are not created equal, so we'll share how you can choose the best tile for your project.
But first, are you dreaming about a project that you'd like to tackle this spring season? Well, if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help. So let us know what you are working on. We swear no project is too big or too small. We can help you figure out if it's something you can do on your own. We can guide you through the process of hiring that pro. And best of all, we're going to help you get to that finished step before you even know it. So definitely reach out to Team Money Pit today.
Let's get started. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or just go to moneypit.com/ask.
Heading over to Gail in Virginia, who's got a heating system question. What's going on?
I have an oil furnace that provides my heat and my hot water.
Okay.
My problem is that I constantly have to adjust the water temperature in my shower.
Because it's too hot or too cold or what?
Yeah, too hot. I've tried turning it down. I've tried turning the temperature down on the furnace, but then it affects my heat, and I run out of hot water.
I know exactly what you have. You don't actually have a furnace. You have a boiler.
Yeah.
And you have an indirect water heater. Is there a tank, the tank-like structure next to the boiler, or is it all coming straight off the boiler?
Straight off the boiler.
Okay. So what you want to look for, and maybe the next time you have the system serviced, you should be able to find this, is there's a valve called a mixing valve. And the purpose of the mixing valve is to add cold water to that 160-odd degree water that comes off the heating system, because you don't want to have that full temperatured water going to your shower because you're going to get scalded.
Uh-huh.
All tankless coils, that's the kind of system you have, by the way. It's called a tankless coil. It's built into the boiler. Have a mixing valve, and the mixing valve adds that cold water into it, and this way you have two basically ways to adjust temperature. As you've discovered, if you turn the temperature down for the water going through the boiler, your house doesn't heat quite so well because your radiators don't get hot. So, but there are really two separate purposes. You know, the water that you're using domestically for the shower shouldn't get any hotter than 110 or 120 degrees max. But for the heating system, do you have steel radiators or cast iron? What kind of radiators do you have?
Steel.
Okay, so those steel baseboard radiators, usually you have to have 160, 170 degree water coming out of the boiler for that, for them to work right. So that's what's going on. You just need to find your mixing valve. So I would make sure you identify that and have the technician show you how to operate it and set it, because you shouldn't have to keep messing around with it, okay?
Excellent. Thank you so very much.
All right, good luck with that project.
Thank you. Bye now.
Now I've got Mike in Arkansas on the line who's got a bathroom venting question. What's going on?
Well, I've lived in my house for about 20 years now, and it didn't seem like I had any issues with excessive moisture up in the attic. But my vent for one of my bathrooms recently went out, and I went up there to replace it, and I noticed that it wasn't vented through the roof. And it's probably something I should have noticed much sooner than this, seeing as how I had a metal roof put on a couple of years ago, and they didn't mention anything. But my question is there is obviously a 3-inch drain line vent that goes through the roof, and it's right in between these two bathrooms that are essentially share a wall. My question is whether or not I could put a T in that vent up in the attic and tie those two bathroom vent fans to that T and so exit
okay.
Out the roof.
Yeah, I understand what you're trying to do, and the answer is no. You can't do that because the plumbing vent you're describing is just for that. It's the vent your plumbing system. The bath vent for the humidity in the room is a completely different purpose. So, no, what you need to do with the bath exhaust vent is to essentially duct it right to the outside. A couple of ways to do that. You could go up through the roof. There is a piece of flashing that will essentially go under the shingles and through the roof, and the water will run around it. It will not leak, and then the bath exhaust duct will be attached to that. Or you could turn it horizontally and go up towards, say, the gable vent, if there's one on the outside end of the building, or if you have to have a ridge vent, you could actually terminate it right near there if you didn't want to pierce the roof. But you can't tie in a bathroom fan vent with a bathroom plumbing vent. It seems like a good idea. I understand it, but no, you don't want it. It's not designed to go together like that. Yeah, you could also get water that would come down that pipe, and it would get into the exhaust duct for the fan, for the vent fan, and then you'd start getting water inside your bathroom.
I understand. I appreciate you getting back to me.
You're welcome, Mike. Thanks for listening to the show.
Thanks so much for joining us this spring weekend here at the Money Pit. Coming up, are you guys ready to spend some more time outside? Well, we've got 5 easy ways for you to create the space to relax and enjoy your time outside after this.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas. delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Did you know 84 Lumber's not just for the pros? 84 Lumber takes pride in also helping DIYers like you. And with 84 Lumber celebrating National DIY Day on April 6th, now's the time to plan your next project. Whether it's a deck, raised garden bed, fence, pergola, or installing new windows or doors, 84 Lumber has all the top quality lumber and name brand building materials you'll need. Plus, get project help from knowledgeable and experienced 84 Lumber associates. Visit 84lumber.com to find project plans, ideas, and a store near you. That's 84lumber.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deiss Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeissCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, everybody. Are you ready to unlock your home's potential? We'll dive into the Money Pit podcast and get expert tips to turn your house into a home and tackle any home project with confidence. Follow us today at moneypit.com/podcast.
And we love reading your reviews. We want to send a big thank you out to, you think this is his real name, Leslie? Sharpie Sharpstein. Sharpie Sharpstein.
I don't know, but I like it.
Well, it says, love the tips and the product recommendations, and tossed us a 5-star review. It says, I'm a DIY landlord and a rehabber and get a lot of good information from the podcast. So thank you very much, Sharpie Sharpstein. And if you'd like to send a review to us, please do so on Apple Podcasts. We sincerely appreciate reading your comments.
We've got Helen in Massachusetts on the line who's dealing with a leaky sewage system causing a whole bunch of issues. What's going on?
Unfortunately, I have had a crack in the waste pipe that takes all the waste from my top floor to the septic system. It has flooded my basement. Number one, is there a way to fix the waste pipe, or do we have to go and have a plumber come in and cut the waste pipe and reinstall a new one? And number two, I need something to put on the floor of the basement. We had carpeting. The carpeting is ruined now, and I don't want to put carpeting down again. So what would you suggest for flooring?
Oh, that's absolutely terrible, Helen. So here's the good news, though. Because you had a sudden crack and a sudden leak like this, this should actually be covered by your homeowner's insurance policy. I would call them right away. I would file a claim. You know, if it's a slow leak that goes on for a long time, that's on you. But when you have a crack like this and it causes a sort of flood and all of this damage, you definitely want to call your insurance company. Now, they'll send out an investigator and estimate the damage, but you could also hire a public adjuster. These guys work on a percentage of the claim, and often they find a lot more than the insurance guys do because they're basically working to make sure every single thing is covered from, you know, from the layer of paint to the nails to the screws, everything. You also need, because it's sewage, they're going to have to call a remediation company that will come in and treat all of these sewage-affected areas, because obviously it's a lot of waste down there that's very, very unhealthy, and I'm sure it doesn't smell very well. So you asked about the carpet. That's the least of your problems, but to that we'll say don't put carpet in a basement. It's a really bad idea because basements are damp. You get a lot of dust down there. You can get a lot of dust mites. You get mold. It's a real mess. So choose a hard surface floor. Well, you guys ready to spend more time outside? I am. In fact, I've been outside even when I probably shouldn't have been outside because I just love getting outside and doing these projects. And if you'd like to take on a project to improve the space that you have for relaxing and enjoying the warm weather ahead, outdoor spaces are really quickly becoming one of the most coveted home features. I mean, they're adding value to houses, and carving one out is really not a hard home project. So we've got five tips to help you get started. First up, and by the way, Leslie, I think this is how you start most projects, declutter and clean. You got to get rid of the old, right?
That is true.
So give it a good cleaning, declutter session, time to go to get all that dirt away, the debris, the tools, the equipment, the toys, get everything that's in the way of your new space out of the new space so you have a clear palette with which to work.
All right, I love that tip. You got to clean up first before you do anything else. Next, let's take advantage of those living landscapes. You could add a variety of vibrant greenery and blooming flowers, weed your garden beds and apply some fresh mulch, plant colorful flowers and foliage to breathe life into your yard, or even create a container garden. This way you have a selection of potted plants, assorted pots, assorted color plants, assorted greenery. It really looks just so vibrant, and it's a great solution if you don't have a garden itself.
Now, one thing you want to plan for when you're flexing out what the space is going to be is some cozy sitting areas. It's a good idea to designate different zones within your outdoor space for lounging and dining and entertaining. You can arrange some comfortable seating options like chairs and benches and outdoor sofas around a central focal point like a fire pit or an outdoor dining table. I know in our backyard, the fire pit is the focal point and everything surrounds it. Always within close enough range to toast a marshmallow at a moment's notice, too.
Because, you know, when that mood strikes, you've got to be able to.
Gotta be ready.
Another thing you can do is invite the outdoors in. I mean, you're creating this wonderful outdoor living space, so why not blur those boundaries between indoor and outdoor and create that seamless transition? You can keep your blinds and curtains open to really showcase that outdoor living area that you've created. You can even coordinate your indoor and outdoor decor by using similar colors, patterns, materials. You just want to create a look that flows nicely from one space to the next.
Leslie, what about, you know, all the different products that are available today for outdoor spaces? I mean, the cushions and the rugs and stuff like that. There's a lot of opportunity to add those accessories, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. Those soft goods, those finishing touches really do kind of create that extra cozy layer to a space that you have inside. But you can do the same outside because you can find rugs, throw pillows, cushions, all of that made specifically for outdoor usage. And you do want to make sure that you get those specifically made for outside because they'll wear better. The colors won't fade. If they get wet, they're not going to grow mold or mildew because they're made from antimicrobial materials. So it's definitely important to get the right product for the right space. But by doing this, you can really create a look for your outdoor space that's just cozy and welcoming. And don't forget string lights, lanterns, you know, solar-powered candles or battery candles. Those really just add that finishing touch that make that space perfection for these spring and summer nights.
You know, we have a string of the old-fashioned bulb shape, but they're LEDs, and they're heavy-duty. I see them a lot in restaurants. And we used to put them up only for parties, and the last time I had a party, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to leave these up. And they're really nice. I call them my runway lights now. So if somebody's coming home, I throw them on and kind of lights up part of the driveway so you can
land. Oh, that's
so
awesome. It's the only way Charlie can play soccer past dark is with, you know, the fun cafe lights on. He's like, put on the arena. I'm like, okie dokes. Heading out to New Hampshire, we're passing the line with some cracks in a garage floor. What's going on in there?
Well, we have a big crack that goes in an X. We actually have two of them, and in the middle is a drainage area, but there's never any water there. It's not actually used. And then we have foundation cracks in the walls, which are probably a foot and a half high, And right. Some of the cracks are about a half inch. And there are probably about 14 or 15 of them going around the whole garage. And they go through to the outside.
So first of all, Pat, the garage floor I generally don't worry too much about because that is separate from the foundation cracks you're talking about. Garage floors are like one of the last things that gets done when you build a house. And sometimes the soil doesn't get settled properly or compacted properly. Now, you mentioned there's some drainage in there. I'm not quite sure what the thought was for that. But the bottom line is that it doesn't really do anything more than just cover the dirt, so to speak. You can fill those cracks in. There are materials designed for repair to concrete cracks, and then you could finish the garage floor with a product like Deist coating, for example. I'm using that on a concrete floor in my house. It's a really durable epoxy coating. It makes it easy to sweep and clean. Now, the foundation is another issue entirely because that is important that it not be cracked. And you describe cracks that are half inch wide. That is a pretty serious foundation crack. And it says to me that that foundation was not on a proper footing. There's movement there that caused all this to happen. And I think that you would be wise to speak with a structural engineer, not a contractor necessarily, because contractors don't have that kind of degree. You know, they all are going to tell you they know how to fix it, but I wouldn't buy it. I would talk to a structural engineer, and the structural engineer will design for you a proper repair, or if it can't be repaired, then they can talk with you about options for replacing the foundation, which is not inexpensive. But I want to make sure you get the right professional advice, because with a structural engineer, they'll spec out exactly what has to happen. And once they do that, you can share those instructions with contractors, and that's going to achieve two things. First of all, you're going to know it's done right. And secondly, you'll be able to get apples-to-apples comparisons on bids because they'll all be bidding on the same thing. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you. Can you give me the name of the product for the cracks in the floor again?
Quikrete, for example, Quikrete. Quikrete has concrete repair products for those kinds of cracks. And then you can finish the floor. You can go to Deist Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, coating.com, and look at the garage floor products. It's an epoxy product that you apply. It has sort of a speckled finish you can add to it, which I like because it hides the dirt and it makes it easy to clean. So I would, that's the way to fix up the floor. But in terms of the foundation, you definitely need to talk with a structural engineer about that, see what's really going on.
Oh, well, my husband did call someone. They said it's possible that they have to put rods in it.
I think your husband called a contractor or somebody like that, and this is exactly why I'm telling you you need a design professional. Everybody that does foundation work is going to have an answer here. That might be part of the solution. It might not be. So don't get bamboozled and confused and by all the different opinions on what has to be done here unless you hire a design professional like a structural engineer, okay? It'll be a lot less aggravating for you in the long run. Plus, you know what? If you go sell that house and a buyer sees those cracks, and if they're properly repaired, you can just say, yeah, we had some cracks, but we had a structural engineer evaluate it. Here's his report. And by the way, after it's done, you can have that engineer come back and certify that it was done completely, and that's kind of like getting a pedigree on that foundation so you know it's in good shape.
Thank you very much for the advice. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Pat. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
This is the Money Pit. If you're thinking about hiring a handyman for a project, you know what, guys? It's crucial that you make sure you are making the right choice. We're going to share 5 key questions that you should be asking your potential pro before you press go when the Money Pit returns.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Golf commentary continues to evolve. At the 2024 Masters, IBM will debut more new features on the Masters app and Masters.com for an even more personalized fan experience. Building on last year's AI-generated narration, IBM has incorporated more generative AI capabilities thanks to Watson X, with large language models taught to understand and speak Spanish, not simply translate the English narration, to deliver the most authentic audio and closed captioning experiences to Spanish-speaking fans. IBM is also bringing shot-by-shot hole insights to the Masters digital platforms, providing detailed breakdowns of current and historical play at any given course hole. This includes real-time data of how a hole has been played during the tournament, projections based on data, and historical analysis based on more than 170,000 shots and ball positions on the course. Paired with the Track Shots feature, Bowl Insights enables fans with the ability to receive insights based on live tournament shots for the first time. To see IBM's technology in action, visit Masters.com or the Masters app on your mobile device. Sponsored by IBM.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes,
people, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, everybody. 84 Lumber is celebrating National DIY Day, so come plan your next project.
You know what? Whether it's a new deck, a fence, or a door, 84 Lumber has all the top quality lumber and building materials you'll need and knowledgeable staff ready to help.
Just visit 84lumber.com to find project plans and ideas and a store near you. That's 84lumber.com.
All right, now we've got Mason on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
Whenever I'm in my room, I'm smelling this, like, odor. And whenever I clean the room, I still have the odor smell to it.
Okay.
I've moved all furniture around and all that, but I can't find the source of the odor.
Huh. Now, is this an older house or a newer house?
I believe a newer house.
And how long has this been going on, Mason?
Ever since we moved into the house, which was back in September.
And is this house on the first floor or the second floor? Describe to me where is the
building.
It's
the first floor.
And what's underneath of it?
I think concrete and all that. I'm not sure.
So it's a slab. You don't have a basement underneath where this room is?
No, sir.
Okay. Sometimes these smells are because we get rodents, we get mice especially, that get into the walls, and sometimes they'll die there, but it usually will eventually dissipate. So that's one thing that comes to mind. What's the floor covering? Is it carpet?
Yes, sir, it's carpet.
Have you tried to steam clean the carpet?
No, I have not.
I think that's your next step here. You're going to have to take all the furniture out of that room, and you can rent a steam cleaner. They're not very expensive. I know in my area the supermarkets rent them and the home centers rent them. And while you're at it, you know, usually you have to have it for half a day. It would be a great opportunity for you to do some spring cleaning of other rooms in the house with carpet. But it basically shoots water into the carpet, and then it draws that dirty water back out again. And it does a really good job of cleaning carpet. And sometimes with carpet, you can get a lot of dirt and dust mites and organic particles of different forms that get stuck in that carpet, and that can contribute to the odor as well. So if you've not done that, I would definitely do that as a next step. And then beyond that, with the walls, if there's any odor that's emanating from those walls, the next time you paint the room, I would prime everything, which will seal those walls in, and then you can put a top coat up above that.
Okay. I'll try that.
All right. Well, good luck. Do the cleaning, carpet cleaning first. It's very easy. You can be done within a few hours.
All right. Thank you. Also, big fan of y'all.
Oh, thanks very much. Good luck with that project.
Thank you.
Well, if you're considering hiring a handyman for your project, it's crucial to ensure that you're making the right choice. According to the experts at Angie, there are 5 key questions that you should be asking to make sure the pro you hire is the right fit.
Yep, and the first question to ask is about insurance coverage. You want to know if the handyman has liability insurance that's tailored for your project. It's really essential to protect yourself financially in case any accidents or damages during the job were to occur.
Yeah, you also want to ask who's going to be carrying out the work. It's common for the person that you initially speak with to not be the one performing the tasks. So understanding the team or the individuals that will be involved and what their qualifications are is very important.
Next, you want to know if the work requires any permits. Now, handymen are kind of famous for trying to skip the step, and I do not recommend it because permit regulations can depend on the nature of the project. So make sure your handyman is knowledgeable about permit regulations and can either get the permit for you or assist you in obtaining it if it's needed. You know, that building inspector that's going to inspect the work, they're your friend, and they're going to know if there are some things that maybe were overlooked by the tradesman. So definitely get the permit if it's required.
All right. You should also be asking your potential pros' experience with projects that are similar to the project you want them to do, because a handyman can be super versatile. Their expertise in specific areas can vary greatly. So you want to inquire about their familiarity and their comfort level with tasks that are very similar to yours.
And here's an important thing to ask about. That's scheduling and any potential delays. You know, contractors, let's face it, they're not always the best communicators. So it's really important that you set your expectations out up front. Find out how the handyman manages anything that comes up, any unforeseen circumstances or changes to the timeline. I, for example, have been trying to get a roof installed for about a week and a half now, but the reason it's not happening is not because the contractor has been a bad communicator. It's because of the weather. And the contractor's actually been an excellent communicator, staying well ahead of what the predicted weather is and adjusting my expectations accordingly. So communication is really, really important, and you should explain that that's important to you when you talk with your contractor.
Yeah, and you know what? If you ask these questions, you're going to be surprised by the wide variety of answers, and you're going to be quickly able to sort out the best pro for your job. You'll ultimately be able to make an informed decision, get quality work, and a smooth process from start to finish. Heading out to Anchorage, Alaska, we've got David on the line who's looking to do a tiling project. What's going on?
Up here, we use a lot of textured walls rather than smooth drywall. It's sprayed on with a texture gun, and then it's knocked down, which means they take a putty knife or whatever and drag it over it.
Flatten it a little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I wanted to put some tile on a bathroom wall, and I'm wondering what kind of prep work do I need to do to this textured wall? It's not a heavy texture. It's a knockdown. So what do I need to do first?
Could you take a putty knife or a drywall knife and scrape that off with the texture lift off pretty easily? I mean, how well adhered to that wall is it? Okay, so it's more like an orange peel kind of a thing that's really adhered well?
Yes.
So if it's adhered well, what I would do is I think you could leave it. I would sand it so that I rough it up a little bit. That will help you get better adhesion from the adhesive for the tile. But as long as you can place that tile and it lays flat on the wall and you can sand the surface a little bit so you get rid of any dirt or grease or gloss that's on that wall right now, you should be able to glue that tile on and just basically right on top of it.
Okay. Well, I've seen YouTube videos on scoring it first with a knife and things like that, and I'm just wondering how important that is.
That's why I said to sand it. I mean, look, you can't make it too rough. So, I mean, you can't overdo the roughness. So I would, like I said, I would sand it to make sure I had something good for the glue to stick to. Scoring with a knife is sort of the same idea, but I think if you had a rough sandpaper, like a really rough sandpaper, like a 60 grit or something like that, and you just hand sanded those spots and just use your own judgment. As long as it's a clean surface that the glue can adhere to, you'll be able to tell. You should be good to go.
A random orbit sander and just run over it with a 60 grit would be sufficient?
Yeah, I mean, if it's a small area, I just do it by hand, but certainly if you want to put it on a random orbit, that's fine. Yep.
Well, it's a wall.
Use your breathing protection. Make sure you're wearing a mask.
Oh, yeah.
Because that dust's going to get everywhere. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck with that project.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Dave.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Welcome to the show this spring weekend with us. Whatever you are working on, we are here to lend a hand to help you get those projects done fantastically from start to finish. And if a tile floor is on your to-do list for the spring, it's important to note that all tiles are not created equal. We're going to share how you can choose the best tile for your project next.
Live in the Money Pit.
Winter is rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. RoofMax is the nation's number one rated roofer because they've saved over 150 million square feet of roofing nationwide. RoofMax is a safe natural roofing treatment that's guaranteed to strengthen and extend roof life up to 15 years. I've personally witnessed the process myself, and it really works. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, MAXX.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Did you know 84 Lumber is not just for the pros? 84 Lumber takes pride in also helping DIYers like you. And with 84 Lumber celebrating National DIY Day on April 6th, now's the time to plan your next project.
Whether it's a deck, raised garden bed, fence, pergola, or installing new windows or doors, 84 Lumber has all the top quality lumber and name brand building materials you'll need.
Plus, get project help from knowledgeable and experienced 84 Lumber associates. Visit 84lumber.com to find project plans, ideas, and a store near you. That's 84lumber.com. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Dice Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Dice Coatings. Dice Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What kind of projects you guys have on your to-do list this spring weekend? You got a big one? You got a small one? Well, from enhancing curb appeal to creating the perfect indoor oasis, every episode of the Money Pit podcast is packed with actionable insights to make your home improvement dreams a reality. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts and embark on your journey to a home renovation success. Marge in New Jersey is on the line with a kitchen question. How can we help you today?
I have a carousel in the kitchen for the kitchen cabinets, and the shelf, the top one, is dropped a lot, and I can't figure out how to go about to secure it, or how in the world do you repair something like that?
So is this sort of like what we would call a lazy Susan, like sits inside of a cabinet and spins around?
Yes, and holds the pots and pans.
They take a lot of wear and tear, don't they, Marge? I mean, over all those years?
Sure. Does it have to be replaced, or can it be repaired?
Well, it depends. I mean, the first thing you do is clean that cabinet out and take the existing carousel apart. Now, if the mechanism itself, like the ball bearings, have fallen apart, there's a bracket between the carousel and the bottom of the cabinet that has like two plates on them, and they spin on ball bearings. If that access has broken down, which it could over many years, you know, that has to be replaced. And the thing is that those parts are all available, especially for those old cabinets. You can usually find them online if you research them. And essentially what has to happen here is you got to take that whole thing apart and then rebuild it. Now, this might be a job for a carpenter or a cabinet maker or somebody that's just handy enough to be able to tackle this. But I find that when I look at something like this, that cabinetry will speak to me. It will tell me how it went in and what has to be done to take it apart. If you look at it very carefully, you can usually figure it out, because somebody put it in to begin with, and there's got to be a way to disassemble it. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does. Now, since there are two levels, one on the bottom and one on the top, the ball bearings would be in the bottom level, so that if I start unscrewing everything, where would I find them? Does it make a difference if it's a two-shelfer? There's one shelf way on the bottom, then there's a space, and then you have another shelf.
Right. I don't think it makes a difference, because I think it's all part of the same assembly. And the ball bearings are going to be on the bottom, not the top. The top, it may have like an access point, like an axle, but the spin is going to be under where all the weight is. Okay, so that's the side of it. Does this carousel still move, or is it too stiff?
No, it still moves.
It still moves. What part of it is broken, Marge?
The actual shelf itself, the top shelf, appears to have dropped about 8 inches.
All right. So here's what I would do. If it was just the top shelf that dropped, I would look for a way to repair that top shelf. And I can't tell you exactly how to do it, but I'd probably figure out a creative way. If that's dropped down, if it's sitting like on a center column, then they have to get something up underneath that to support it.
Okay. All right. So that's what I'll do.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, if you're planning a new tile project, you'll probably start your selection by narrowing down tile colors and designs. But before you even get that far, it's a good idea to understand the types of tiles that are available for you.
Yeah, now for most projects, you're going to be deciding between two types of tile, ceramic tile and porcelain tile. So let's first talk about ceramic tile. It's made from a mixture of special clays and natural materials that are mined from the earth. They're formed into shapes, and then they're heated in kilns. Now, ceramic tile can be naturally colored, or it can be left unglazed, like terracotta tile, for example, or they can feature colored or highly designed surfaces, which can be glazed. Now, most ceramic tile has either a white or a red body coloration, which is underneath that glazed, colored top layer.
Now, porcelain tile is actually a form of a ceramic tile and extremely popular among homeowners, but porcelain tiles are made of higher quality clay, and they're fired at a much higher temperature than your ceramic tile would be. And that's going to cause the porcelain tile floors to be much harder, they're less porous, and that's going to make them more water resistant and more resistant to stains than a ceramic tile.
Yeah, all good reasons that porcelain tiles are so popular, and they're suitable for both indoor and outdoor projects, which is a really nice addition to your outdoor rooms.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Just ahead, we've all seen the warning labels that specify how big a light bulb you can be putting into a lamp or light fixture. But do those watt limits apply to LED bulbs? We're going to tackle that question next.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
1,200 scholarships.
This This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. Or at least we try. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions right now by going to moneypit.com/ask.
Jesse wrote into Team Money Pit and says, my bathroom ceiling light fixtures are rated for a 40-watt incandescent bulb. I like a bright bathroom, and I would like to put a higher power bulb in the fixtures. Can I safely use a higher LED watt bulb? Now, it's interesting because the LED bulbs are rated as lumens, whereas the incandescents are watts. So how do you kind of know what your limitation is there, Tom?
Well, you know, forever we've equated watts with brightness, right? But watts technically is not a measure of brightness. It's really a measure of power. How much electricity and therefore heat is being used to generate that light. But because we always equated watts as a brightness indicator, it's become very confusing for folks to understand what the LED equivalent is. Now, LED bulbs do use a lot less power compared to incandescent bulbs to produce the same amount of light. So you can often use LED bulbs with higher wattage equivalents without exceeding the fixture's watt limit. And I say wattage equivalents because that's the closest you're going to come to really comparing the old scale to the new scale. And on the package for the LED bulb, it should show you both the lumens and the wattage equivalent. For example, the incandescent bulb that we really relied on for most of our lighting, the 60-watt bulb, well, the LED equivalent that throws out the same amount of light, that only uses 10 watts. It's going to give you the same level of lighting, which is about 700 to 800 lumens. So there's no reason you can't use an LED bulb in one of those fixtures because it uses a lot less electricity. Just make sure you read the package, you understand what the wattage limits are. The other issue you're going to have, though, is if it's in a tight space like a ceiling fixture, maybe the bulbs are a little bit wider or something like that. It's hard to use. Listen, in that case, I would replace the fixture, and I would use an integrated LED fixture, which doesn't have a bulb. The lighting is integrated into the circuitry, and it actually gives you a really nice glow. Leslie, do you have any of those integrated LED fixtures in your house?
I do not.
I have one. I started looking for them when Well, I'm using one in my attic. I had to buy a fixture for my attic that threw out a lot of light, and I found the integrated LEDs, and I'm like, great. And it really threw out a ton of light. So then I needed lighting in my garage, and I used the traditional shaped fluorescent fixtures, but I used the integrated LEDs. Oh, my God, what a difference in brightness that was. I could finally see things and find things by using the integrated fixtures.
And they're just going to last so much longer. And the brightness is incredible.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's really what you're getting there. Now I've got one from Frank in California who says, I want to replace windows and walls of stucco. What's the best way to cut and remove the stucco?
Well, the best way is to not cut and remove the stucco, but to cut and remove the window. You can order a replacement window to fit inside the old jambs of the existing windows, slip it in there, and then retrim the outside so you don't have to mess with the stucco at all. That's definitely the easiest way to tackle that project, Frank. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you guys so much for spending this part of your spring weekend with us. We hope that we've been able to share some good tips to help you move your projects forward. If you got questions, though, and couldn't get through the program, remember, you can reach out 24/7. The easiest way to do that is go to moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button, or you can always call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Until next time, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The best shows, the best hosts, the best guests, the hot topics.
On the web,
via satellite, social media,
and
on the radio.
It's in our name,
Radio America.
Farmers Insurance presents 60 Seconds of Service.
Kindness displayed with this gracious parade. That story next.
As a top military employer, Farmers Insurance thanks all service members and their families for preserving freedom at home and overseas.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
A Korean War veteran who celebrated his 90th birthday last Saturday had no idea he was going to be treated to a motorcade of well-wishers driving by in front of his Hamburg home. They were waving, cheering, and stopping to drop off birthday cards and other gifts. Gino Gervasi, born in Detroit and raised in the downriver suburb of Melvindale, was beaming from ear to ear as he waved at the cars going by in the long procession. Saying he couldn't believe what the fuss was all about, he received numerous cards from people he didn't even know, saying he was touched by the sentiments expressed inside the cards. One person even gave him a package of Italian salami and provolone. For more great stories and interviews, just visit thenationaldefense.com.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Farmers Insurance presents 60 Seconds of Service.
You're not going to be on the fence about this one. That story next.
As a top military employer, Farmers Insurance thanks all service members and their families for preserving freedom at home and overseas.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
U.S. Army veteran Lino Rivas had no idea what to expect when he called the Veterans in Focus hotline shortly after his fence was destroyed. Once again, a grateful community found a way to help someone who served. Rivas said, "I'm at a loss for words because people came through." Rivas is whole again, or at least his fence is. 2 weeks ago, a hit-and-run driver crashed through his fence in the middle of the night. A contractor saw Rivas' story and reached out to help. Wally Hernandez of Armstrong Lumber then donated all the materials, and the community in Corpus Christi, Texas, came through. For more great stories and interviews, just visit thenationaldefense.com.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Research shows people remember radio ads that remind them of the past. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's an ad that'll really take you back.
Back in my day, I heard a voice from the radio say, Liberty Mutual customizes my home insurance so I only pay for what I need. I'm getting on in years now, but heavens to Betsy, there are some things an old fella like me just never forgets.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
FCA US LLC.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Money Pit is presented by 84 Lumber. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful spring weekend. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Are you a do-it-yourselfer or are you a do-it-for-me kind of home improver? We want to make sure you don't become a do-it-to-yourselfer with answers to your home improvement, your home remodeling, your DIY questions. Help yourself first by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or reach out via our website, themoneypit.com/ask. We're here to help you plan projects, solve problems, decor dilemmas, repair needs, renovate, whatever's going on in your money pit, whatever is on your to-do list, slide it right over to ours by reaching out with your questions. We've got a great show planned for you today. Coming up, there's a new survey out that reveals how homeowners are transforming their garages into the most productive workspaces in their homes. We're going to share how you can optimize your garage for maximum efficiency and creativity.
And building a garden bed is a perfect DIY project to take on this time of year. It's relatively simple, and it gives you a space to grow veggies, flowers, or pretty much anything you want to. So we're going to walk you through that step-by-step in today's spring project tip presented by 84 Lumber.
And now that it's officially spring cleaning season, the number one tool you need to work and work well is your vacuum. If yours just doesn't have the sucking power that it used to, we're going to share some easy troubleshooting tips to get it back in action.
All right, but first, what is your home reno plan for the year ahead? You have a project or two in mind? Well, we want to help you create your best home ever. So whether you want to renovate a house, a condo, or an apartment, we can help you with the answers to questions about remodeling, renovation, or decor.
And are you guys inspired to get outside and take on some DIY projects? Or maybe you're a do-it-for-me kind of person and want to hire a pro? We want to make sure you get those projects done right the first time. So reach out to us with your questions. A couple of ways to do that. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask.
And North Dakota, you're on the Money Pit. How can we help you?
I am living in a house that is over 100 years old, and it has an open staircase. The problem is that there is a bedroom that is above the staircase and adjoins it at the top, and part of that bedroom is cantilevered partially and then totally over the open staircase, and I have a big crack that's developing on an open area, and that area is cantilevered out about 6 feet from a load-supporting wall. And I don't know if I can just patch it or if I need to put a support beam or jack or something underneath it, because this area is getting pretty worrisome. I've got two cracks that are about 3/8 of an inch and pretty long.
So, Ann, are these new cracks or has it always been cracked?
It's always been cracked, but it's been a hairline for many years.
Oh, boy.
And then we had a massive flood.
How long ago was the flood?
That was in 97. And then the ground has been shifting ever since. Since that flood, the cracks have gotten bigger.
When we have cracks in walls
97.
And foundations and things like that, we always like to determine if they're active or inactive, because, frankly, all homes have cracks. If you tell me that over the last 20 or so years that this crack has opened from a hairline to 3/8 of an inch, it might be active. I'm not actually convinced of that yet, but I am concerned enough to tell you that you probably should have it looked at by an expert. What I'd like you to do is go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. That's ASHI, ASHI.com. And find a home inspector in your area. There's a zip code sorting tool there that's a member of ASHI. And talk to two or three of them and find one that specializes in structural issues like this and have them look at it and see if we can determine, based on that inspection, whether or not this is an active ongoing situation or just a crack in an old plaster wall that needs to be fixed. It's not unusual for old homes to have lots of cracks in them, and especially around a staircase, because just the way homes were framed back then is different than they would be today. And so that's not an uncommon area for cracks to develop. But I think we need to determine for your own sort of sanity, if nothing else, whether or not this is active and ongoing or something that's really just historical. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
All right, Ann. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Dan in Pennsylvania is on the line with a plumbing question. What can we help you with?
Yes, my son has an older house with cast iron or steel drain pipes, and the main line goes straight down from the toilet and then under the basement floor. And he's continually getting clogs because of the cast iron gets rough over time and tends to catch things. So I'm wondering, do you realize normal drain lines, you drop them an inch a foot so you don't get too fast to drain and siphon out the traps. But can you, with the main line, can you do pretty much whatever you want with that, like, say, 245s and then straight down to get it to the edge of the property? And then that way I don't have to tear up a little bit to get to out of the house with the plastic pipe.
Well, you may not have to tear anything up. There's a pipe lining technology that you can consider where essentially they reline the cast iron pipes with a fiberglass sleeve that's smooth and doesn't have those types of obstructions. It also helps stop root growth that can sometimes get into the seams of cast iron piping.
Okay.
And that can be done with the pipes in place. You wouldn't have to tear anything up.
I would have to cut the pipe, I guess, because it goes down and then underneath a portion of the basement at like some sort of probably a 90, and there may be a trap in under the basement floor as well.
Well, but all of this can be done without you having to access it, because the way the pipe lining works is, first of all, they put a camera down there to figure out which way the drains are going, and they can do that with a pipe camera. And then they run what looks kind of like a fiberglass sock through the pipe, and it's kind of like, if you can imagine turning a sock inside out, they do that with water pressure, and it turns inside out and sort of forms against the inner walls of the cast iron pipe and then sort of dries and hardens to this sort of very strong, smooth surface that won't obstruct the flow.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dan. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up this hour, from launching side hustles to building gyms, we share a new survey that reveals what Americans are doing to get more out of their garages next. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Did you know 84 Lumber's not just for the pros? 84 Lumber takes pride in also helping DIYers like you. And with 84 Lumber celebrating National DIY Day on April 6th, now's the time to plan your next project. Whether it's a deck, raised garden bed, fence, pergola, or installing new windows or doors, 84 Lumber has all the top quality lumber and name brand building materials you'll need. Plus, get project help from knowledgeable and experienced 84 Lumber associates. Visit 84lumber.com to find project plans, ideas, and a store near you. That's 84lumber.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. If you've got questions, we are ready to take your calls right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And whether you are planning a decor project, maybe you're remodeling your kitchen or bath, or just fixing a leak or a squeak, because those happen too, we are here for you every step of the way on the Money Pit podcast. So check it out at moneypit.com/podcast. Now we're heading over to Virginia, where Margaret has a question about a bathtub. Tell us what's going on.
We have an old cast iron tub, and it's real rusty in spots, and I'm wondering what we could do to restore it.
Now, when you say real rusty in spots, are we talking about big spots, or are we talking about like small little ones from a chip here and there?
No, we're talking about big spots because the water, it was not good water when we first moved here, and so it had a lot of wear and tear on it. About 40 years before we moved here, and we've been living here probably
about 45 years. So
your tub's almost 100 years old, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, look, it served the house well. It's not going to last forever. It needs to be reglazed at this point. And I've had some experience with folks that have tried to reglaze these tubs inside the house, and it can be done. It's an awfully messy and intensive job, and unless it's done professionally, it doesn't seem to last very long. There are home reglazing kits. Rust-Oleum makes one that's for tub and tile, but I wouldn't expect it to last all that long. The best way to do this is to have the tub taken out and reglazed, but if you're going to do all that, you might as well replace it and not just have that reglaze unless it's particularly beautiful. I think those are your options. It's not easy to do a touch-up to something like this when it's just got so, you know, it's got almost a 100 years of wear and tear on it.
Oh, yes. Okay, that was my question. I appreciate that.
Unfortunately, Margaret, there's no easy way to remove 100 years of wear and tear on that tub, and so you're probably better off just replacing it.
Michael in West Virginia is on the line with some questions about windows. How can we help you?
Yes, I'm getting ready to do replacement windows in my house. And I was wondering, I've gotten a few estimates from some of the window companies, and I don't want to mention any major brands or anything, but I know that when they came to do a job across from me, they told the man that after they give him an estimate and everything, they come in and they said, that this was the cost of the window. Well, then once they got there, they told him that that didn't include the capping. It didn't include this. It didn't include that.
I hope you didn't call that company.
Well, I'm not going to call that company, but, I mean, they're a major corporation. And
yeah, well, I don't care how big they are. That's just bad form. You just don't do that.
I was debating on whether just going ahead and having a company go ahead and measure my windows. I've had two or three estimates, so they've already been measured, and I can measure them again myself and then order them from a contractor like Lowe's or maybe from Pella Windows or somebody like that. And I was wondering what you all thought about the warranties on the windows.
Okay. Well, first of all, there's a label on windows that's very helpful, and it's the National Fenestration Rating Council, or the NFRC label. And it's going to give you some key indicators of the quality of the window. And so when you're looking at these windows, you want to know what that data is, because this way you can compare and contrast as to what's the most efficient window. Now, in terms of do-it-yourself or not, you know, it's not terribly difficult to install replacement windows if you have some basic carpentry skills. And if that's the case, you know, you could go ahead and order them and do the installation yourself. I generally tell people not to do their own ordering because each type of replacement window gets fitted slightly different, and you're always better off having the manufacturer or the retailer do the measuring, even if there's an additional fee. This way, if it doesn't fit, it's their problem, not yours. But in terms of what happened to your neighbor, I think that should be the exception and not the rule. I can't imagine a company pulling that, but, you know, there's always people out there that try these types of approaches where they show up with the windows and say, oh, by the way, it's going to be a lot more to complete this installation. Typically, you can get a price for the window, and installation includes covering of all of the trim, if it's going to be covered by aluminum or whatever, that's all specified out in the bid. So I guess your neighbor didn't know enough to kind of check for that or ask for that. But all of that work should be specified in advance. And if it is, you know, then it's a relatively painless process. So I would definitely suggest you stick with name brand windows like Pella, like Anderson, like Simonton. And with their dealers that they work with, they usually have their own set of installers that I think with those bigger brands, you're less likely to run into that. The problem with replacement windows is just there's so many people in the business, and they all have different sources of the windows, and you just don't always get what you think you're paying for. Michael, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, the garage has long been associated as a birthplace of innovation. I mean, listen, just think about it. It's where the first Apple computer was pieced together and where, well, let's think about music. Nirvana honed their craft before skyrocketing to fame, and lots of less well-known businesses got their start as well, right?
Yeah, you know, it really is no surprise that a recent survey conducted by Craftsman revealed that a whopping 76% of homeowners see their garages as having the potential to be the most productive room in their house. However, that first crucial step towards realizing this potential is decluttering. I mean, you do keep a lot of stuff in that garage. Jerry Seinfeld always joked that the garage sounded most like garbage, so things kind of went there as one last step before you throw
it out.
The
transition area.
Yeah, I always love it. So when it comes to the decluttering step, it's why a significant 78% of homeowners have stated garage organization as a priority for 2024. So everybody wants to get to it.
Well, according to the survey, most homeowners, 76%, primarily use their garages for vehicle storage. To that, I say wishful thinking, right? Do you know? I mean, think about the garages that you've seen. Do 3/4 of them actually have a car in them? I say no.
I honestly don't know anybody who puts their car in their garage. Now, other uses they're hoping to get out of this garage space is for home improvement projects, gardening, car maintenance, and over a quarter of respondents credit their garage space for kickstarting a lucrative side hustle. I love that, out there making business moves.
Now, more than 2 in 5 homeowners have also transformed their garage into a gym or exercise area. We did that during the pandemic. It was a little chilly in the mornings, but it was a good space to use. And finally, half of all homeowners intend to invest in garage organization solutions within the next year. You know, if you buy an organization solution, you buy some shelves, some cabinets, whatever, it kind of forces you to clean the garage at the same time. So it's a good way to get started.
That is true, except I feel like I clean it, and then somehow miraculously a year later, it's as cluttered and full again. How does that happen? I don't know, you guys, but whether you are big on camping, gardening, working on your car, or just simply hopping from project to project, it's smart to keep your garage clean and clutter-free, and keep it that way. All right, heading to Ely, Nevada, where we've got Mark on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
I've got radiant heat in my house here,
okay.
And down in the basement, the basement is completely finished and everything. The rock on the ceiling is falling.
Okay. Why is it falling? Was it water damaged or something, or was it never attached well? What's going on?
I don't think it's attached well. I can't find none of the seams are taped, and I can't find there's no nailing or anything.
Huh. That's odd. Well, so you got really, you know, two options here. I mean, if you can identify, certainly you should be able to identify the ceiling joists above that, and then you could just resecure everything. I wouldn't use nails. I would use drywall screws because they don't pull out. And then you would tape and spackle the joints. That's really the best way to do that. If you don't want to deal with that, if you don't like the idea that the ceiling is covered up because it blocks access to your mechanicals, your wiring, your plumbing, you could take it down and put in a drop ceiling. Now, the drop ceilings that come today are pretty amazing compared to what we used to see, you know, decades ago when they were pretty much just one kind of ceiling tile and it was ugly as heck. The drop ceilings today are absolutely gorgeous. There's so many options in them, and it gives you that access above the ceiling. So that would be two ways to approach that, Mark.
Okay. The deal I was worried about was like running screws down the joists where the sheets come together. I'm not sure where the wires are. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, is this a ceiling that actually has heat in it? This ceiling that's loose and hanging down? Do you know that for a fact?
There's radiant heat going through the ceiling.
So you're right. That is an issue, and I would be concerned about that. So I think at that point, I wouldn't resecure it because there is a risk that you could pierce it, and that could be bad. I think you're probably going to end up having to take it down and probably replace the heating as well at the same time. I don't think it's a situation where you can preserve it.
Right, because I need to have some idea where the wires are going and where the nailing is actually at.
Is the heat in the basement necessary? Because another thing that you could do is if you could just disconnect that section of heat, you know, you could maybe use an electric radiant baseboard unit instead, especially if it's like, you know, a lot of basements, they don't have to be heated year-round, maybe just in the colder weather, and even though electric radiant is expensive because you're already paying that, you wouldn't maybe have those radiators on all the time in the basement.
Right. Actually, it's in a small room. The basement is sectioned in two rooms, and it's just a small room like an office would be, you know, and I actually don't have the heat on in there.
Well, then maybe that's the answer. Maybe you just disconnect the radiant heat that's in that ceiling and then take it down and start again.
Yeah, because there's thermostats in every room, controlling every room individually.
Yeah. How old is this house, Mark?
It was built in 94.
Wow. So they put radiant heat in 94.
Uh-huh.
A lot of radiant heat that we see is much older than that. That's interesting. Well, good luck with that project.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much for joining us this spring weekend on the Money Pit. Maybe you are working on a garden bed, which is a perfect DIY project to take on this time of year. It's relatively simple, and it gives you a space to grow veggies, flowers, or pretty much anything you'd like.
We'll walk you through the step-by-step in today's spring project tip presented by 84 Lumber next.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474, for your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet. Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
As you look around your house, are you inspired to take on a new project, build out a new space, pick up a paintbrush, fix a leak, fix a squeak? Whatever's on your to-do list, slide it right over to ours by reaching out at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Bathroom projects are always great, but a lot of work. Jackie in Michigan's working on one right now. How can we help?
Well, I have a question. I have done some plumbing, and I am going to be taking out an old tub and putting in a tile shower in place of it. So the diverter and the shower head are fine. I'm going to be removing the tub faucet because I'll no longer have a tub. Can I just cap off that pipe coming to the tub faucet, or do I have to put a whole new diverter in?
No, you have to put a shower valve in because you're gonna have to disconnect the whole spout. I mean, the way you get water for the shower now is run it through the tub spout, then pull up the diverter, and then it starts coming out the spout. So you're going to need to put in a shower valve. And I would also suggest, since you're doing that, put in what's called a pressure-balanced shower valve. This will make sure that if somebody's running water somewhere else in the house, you don't get either scalded or just chilled, because it will make sure that the water temperature mix always stays the same. So that's an opportunity to do that. Let me ask you this question. The wall behind where the bathroom is right now, is that accessible? Has it been opened up in the past to work on the plumbing?
No, they left a little access panel. The tub that's in there now is actually like a jetted tub.
Right.
And,
oh, okay.
And so they left an access panel to get to the motor and the jet,
right,
or whatever on the tub. But there's nothing to even – I figured I could, when I was tearing out some of the tile and pulling out the spout, I could just remove the spout. I thought maybe I could just cap it off, but then I thought no, because you just, like you said, you pull up on the spout to send the water,
right,
to the shower,
yep,
head.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I need a whole new diverter.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. See, it's always a bigger project, and plumbing is one of those things that, you know, if you don't do it every day, it can be confusing and it can be very time consuming. So you might want to plan this where you're doing the demolition and the tiling work, but you have a plumber come in at the appropriate time and just reroute those pipes properly, install that diverter valve, and then you won't have to worry about getting it wrong. Because if you do, it's a heck of a mess to fix it. And by the way, the other thing to think about doing is to open up the wall from the backside. And a lot of times, if you have a wall behind a tub, maybe the adjoining room, sometimes, like in my house, there's a closet behind the bathroom, and the back closet wall, we have a panel in it, and if we lift that panel out, we can get to all the plumbing that's in that actually serves that bathtub and the shower. So if you have the opportunity to create an access panel like that, that could be valuable going forward as well. Jackie, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, building a raised garden bed can be a relatively simple DIY project. It's perfect for adding greenery and growing your own veggies, your herbs, or your flowers. And here's a step-by-step guide to help you create your own raised garden bed, presented by 84 Lumber, who celebrates DIY Day and takes pride in helping DIYers like you. So first stop here, guys. You have to choose a location. Go around the yard, find a spot that will receive the right amount of sunlight for the plants that you want to grow. And you're also going to want a space where the ground is relatively level to help facilitate stability for that raised garden bed.
Next, you need to decide on the size and the shape. The dimensions are important. The most common sizes would range from, say, about a 4x4 foot space to maybe 4x8 foot. But keep in mind that the beds really can't be any wider than 4 feet, or you won't be able to access them from all sides. Imagine building this beautiful bed, and now you can't reach to the middle. Next, you want to gather your materials, so purchase or gather the necessary materials based on your chosen dimensions. A good thing that 84 Lumber can help you out with. You want to opt for treated wood, or you can go with cedar or redwood, which are naturally resistant to rot.
Now, next, it's time to build the frame. So using those wood boards, you want to construct the frame of the raised garden bed. If you're using multiple boards for each side, you want to secure them together at the corners with screws or nails. And then you're going to go ahead and prepare the site. You want to clear the area where you'll be placing this raised garden bed of any debris, rocks, or weeds. It's also a good idea to lay down landscaping fabric or cardboard to prevent those weeds from growing up and then into that raised bed.
Oh, that's a great idea. Now, when you place the raised bed, you want to position it in the desired location. Make sure it's level. If you need to adjust by adding or removing soil underneath, go ahead and do that. Then it's time to fill it up. So fill the garden bed with a mixture of high-quality soil or compost. Or what I like to do is to pick up the ready-to-use bedding mix. It's got the perfect mix of everything. And generally, you're going to put about 6 to 12 inches of soil in that raised garden bed, depending on the plants you'll be ultimately growing.
All right, now you want to plant the garden. So once that raised bed is filled with soil, it's time to plant those chosen veggies, herbs, flowers, whatever you are putting in it. You want to make sure to follow the planting instructions for each type of plant, and then make sure you leave the recommended space to allow the optimum growth of each plant. Now you're also going to need to water and maintain all of those newly planted items in your garden. So you want to make sure that that soil remains consistently moist but not waterlogged. And you want to keep in mind that because the garden bed is above ground, it's going to dry out more quickly than a garden planted directly into the property. So you've got to make sure that you're keeping track of how moist that soil is at all times.
And that's today's spring project tip presented by 84 Lumber. 84 Lumber has all the top quality lumber and name brand building materials you'll need. Plus, get project help from knowledgeable and experienced 84 Lumber associates. Visit 84lumber.com to find project plans, ideas, and a store near you. That's 84lumber.com.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, now that it is spring cleaning season, that number one tool around your house that you need to work and to work well, that's your vacuum, guys. And if yours just doesn't have the sucking power it used to, we're going to share troubleshooting tips to get it back in action when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com.
Did you know 84 Lumber's not just for the pros? 84 Lumber takes pride in also helping DIYers like you. And with 84 Lumber celebrating National DIY Day on April 6th, now is the time to plan your next project. Whether it's a deck, raised garden bed, fence, pergola, or installing new windows or doors, 84 Lumber has all the top quality lumber and name brand building materials you'll need. Plus, get project help from knowledgeable and experienced 84 Lumber associates. Visit 84lumber.com to find project plans, ideas, and a store near you. That's 84lumber.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Replacing your home's roof is a big deal, and it's not something you want to do more than once. That's why choosing a quality metal roof makes so much sense. Metal roofs are stronger, more durable, and stand up to severe winter weather like snow, ice, and hurricane-force winds far better than traditional shingle roofs. They improve energy efficiency, lower maintenance, and come in a huge variety of styles to fit any type of home. Learn more about how a quality metal roof can protect your home for a lifetime. Get your free Metal Roofing Alliance Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deiss Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeissCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, your source for great how-to advice to get you out of jams or help inspire you to take on a new project. Reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Hey, guys, are you ready to unlock your home's potential? I mean, there's so much that your home could be, and I know you have so many amazing dreams for it. So why not dive into the Money Pit podcast and get expert tips to turn your house into a home and tackle any home project with confidence? Follow us today at moneypit.com/podcast. Scott in Michigan is on the line with a garage door that just loves to stay frozen shut. Tell us what's going on.
We have half of our basement is our garage. So on three sides, there's two sides are dirt, one side is the house, and then above is the house. Cars, we park two cars in there in the winter. Snow melts off the cars, ends up freezing the doors to the ground. So we end up salting and, you know, getting the ice gone and having to shovel it back out.
What kind of a seal do you have on the bottom of the garage doors?
They are old school wood doors, so they just have like a rubber seal on the bottom, nothing fancy. But since there's no center drain, it's sloped for the water to drain out the front of the doors.
Have you thought about replacing those rubber gaskets?
Yep, and we're kind of at the thing where we need to replace the doors because they're getting in worse shape every year. But we don't want to put the money into the doors if we're just going to, you know, put new seals on it. We're just going to hold the water inside then.
Well, I mean, rubber gaskets are designed not to stick to ice, so that might solve part of the problem here. And if you're thinking about new doors, just replacing the gaskets, if you want to buy yourself a year or so, is not going to add to a big expense. You know, we're talking about probably $20, $30 in gasket material here, and you can do the job yourself.
But do you think that would just hold the water inside and then it would just be your ice dam inside and freeze?
No, it's not that much of a gasket. It'll let the water run wherever the water wants to run. It just, I don't think the doors will stick to it as well.
But how's the water, I guess, how's it going to get outside?
If the water is just sitting there, there's going to be no way for you to drain it and have it run outside. One thing that you could do is you could add garage tiles to the floor. Garage tiles are a floor made specifically for garages that sit up about a half inch or so off of the floor or three-quarters inch off of the floor. And those are good because the water will drain through the tiles and kind of sit below them until it evaporates away. There's a lot of different styles and colors online, and they can actually be quite attractive and look kind of cool as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Scott, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
So is your vacuum cleaner acting up? I mean, the fix could be easier than you think. First of all, you have to start by checking the suction. If it's poor or not even happening, then that's the issue. There could be a clog in the hose, the bag, the filter, or the canister, or it may be full and to be replaced or emptied. These are kind of the troubleshooting things you've got to start with when you're seeing that you don't have the suction that you want.
Yeah, and also, are you hearing sort of like a funny noise or a vibration? If it sounds like it's coming from the motor area, it might be a broken fan blade. If the noise is coming from the brush area, then it may be a defective brush roller or a brush roller bearing or the roller itself. Now, if either is the case, it probably needs replacing, which is a pretty easy DIY project.
Now, if your vacuum is hard to push or if you smell burning rubber, you may have a broken or worn-out belt. You want to check the brush roller for obstructions and clear away any hair or carpet fibers. If the brush roller spins freely with the belt removed, you can reinstall that belt and then test for proper operation again.
Yeah, and that happens a lot when the brush itself gets sort of filled with dirt and debris and hair and it doesn't spin as quickly. Sometimes the motor wants to push it quicker, and that causes the belt to skip, and that's why they wear out and break. So if you find you need to replace your vacuum cleaner's belt, here's a trick. Buy two and tape that extra one to the vacuum cleaner handle so it's always there and handy the next time your belt breaks. These are cheap, they're worth having around, and it'll always be ready when you need it. For more troubleshooting tips, just head on over to MoneyPit.com and search vacuum cleaners. We've got a lot of advice to make sure yours is doing the job you need it to do.
Yeah, and I mean, probably obvious here, but let's all make sure it's unplugged while we're doing this.
Yes, we don't want to work on the vacuum while it's plugged in, or really anything else.
Next up, we've got Judy on the line who needs some help with a wood floor. What can we do for you?
We are purchasing a house which is under construction, and we chose hardwood floors. It is my understanding these will be glued down type, not floated. I would like to know especially what's the best way to care for them, especially in the kitchen. And I had heard of people using steam to clean them, and that's something that is new to me. Can you enlighten me?
The only type of glued-down floor that I'm aware of is a parquet floor. Now, if that's not the case, I would like to know what product exactly they're putting down. I will say that most likely most of these hardwood floors today are pre-finished. And if they're pre-finished, my quick answer is you follow the manufacturer's recommendations for maintenance. Whether you use steam or not, those steam mops, I have some concerns about them because they do get so hot that if they are held in one place for too long, they couldn't cause the wood to swell. But maybe if they're used carefully and without on the highest level of steam, they probably are okay for hardwood floor maintenance and cleaning.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us, Judy, at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here this lovely spring weekend on the Money Pit. Coming up next, are you looking for an easy way to make your windows sparkle? Well, we're going to share a recipe for a natural window cleaner that you can mix from stuff that we're pretty sure you already have in your cupboards when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Red Bluff Roundup is on April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Case
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Quickest way to get in touch with us with your question is just to go to moneypit.com/ask.
We've got Howard from Tyler, Texas, who wrote into us, and he's got a question about removing the popcorn ceiling. Is there any way I can do this myself, or do I need to hire a pro to remove all that stuff and then we repaint the ceiling?
Well, you got to get your materials together first. So you need popcorn, butter, salt, whatever.
No, that's the good kind of popcorn, Tom.
That's the good kind of popcorn. Yeah, the bad kind of popcorn is tough to get rid of. It makes you wonder why we ever had popcorn ceilings to begin with. And I think we had them because they were sort of a way of covering multiple sins in the skills of the drywallers that would put the drywall on the ceiling and not do a great job with the seams or the nails. And they get a lot of complaints and a lot of callbacks. So builders started using textured surfaces to cover all of that up. There's really a couple of different ways to remove it, but generally it starts with you spraying them down with water to moisten that popcorn and then following it up with a scraper. Now, you can buy long-handled scrapers that make this a little bit easier, but it's a lot of work no matter what you do. And even if the popcorn material itself separates, you're still going to put dings and scrapes in the old ceiling. So once you get the material off, you're going to have to patch any damage that you cause by doing that. And then make sure you prime the entire surface. I would use a solvent-based / oil-based primer so you get a good solid coat of that across all of that material. And then you can cover it with a flat paint. Don't use anything but flat in the ceiling because you'll see all of that imperfection in the drywall when you do that. And again, you can do that yourself, or if what I've explained is just way too much work for you to handle, not to mention the work up and down the ladder, go ahead and hire a pro.
All right. I hope that helps you out, Tyler. And definitely do not eat this type of popcorn. Do not confuse the two in the process. You can reward yourself with actual popcorn.
You can snack on popcorn when you're done, just not that popcorn.
Correct. Well, now that the weather is warming up, it's a great time to brighten up your windows and let that sun shine through. I mean, all winter long, you get a lot of buildup of dirt, grime, maybe even salt and sand from the driveway or the streets. You know, it kind of just accumulates on there, and it looks really, really yucky. So here's an easy way to get those windows clean and sparkling again, and it's truly a great cleanser for glass. You're going to mix one part white vinegar with 10 parts water. And if you're like me and you dyed like, you know, 6 Easter eggs, you probably have a gigantic bottle of white vinegar kicking around the house to make your summer's worth.
Hey, now you have something to do with it.
Exactly. I swear sometimes that white vinegar from Easter has lasted like 7 years. I've been like, oh, same vinegar from Easter 2012? Here, let's use it. But now truly use that white vinegar and make this cleanser because you want to do one part white vinegar with 10 parts water. Then you can use old cotton socks to wipe those windows clean. And it's great because you kind of you slide those socks right onto your hands. And then you can, you know, Mr. Miyagi it. You can wax on, wax off. You can go in a nice linear pattern. And you can easily get into those corners and grooves. And that does leave the glass nice and shiny and bright. Another great thing that you can clean those windows with is newspaper. Newspaper works tremendously well. It doesn't leave a streak on the glass. And, you know, it's tricky because I always try to clean the exterior of the windows, like flip them down, maybe once a month in the spring, summer, just because they do still get yucky with pollen now coming up. Everybody's going to be sneezing again, so get those things cleaned. But it's a great way to just polish up those windows, and truly having that clean view outside makes everything seem bigger, brighter, happier, new season. So tackle that project today.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if building a patio is on your to-do list this spring, we're going to share tricks of the trade to do just that, and we're going to teach you how to build a patio that's not going to settle, not going to sag, not going to have weeds grow through it, and it'll last and look good for many years to come. Till then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Iran's launched some 200 drones and missiles in an unprecedented attack on Israel.
The Israeli military says Iran's launched a number of drones toward the country. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says Israel is prepared and has been on heightened alert since last week, when Iran threatened retaliation for an Israeli airstrike in Syria that killed two leading Iranian generals. Israel is closing its airspace to flights and has canceled school and large public gatherings. President Biden has flown to the White House to be in contact with top security officials. A White House statement says the U.S. will support Israel's defense against the airborne attack from Iran. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, Israeli officials say there may be other drones in the air, but for the most part, they believe the attacks are over. A deadly shelling attack in Russian-occupied southern Ukraine.
A local Kremlin-installed official is blaming Ukraine for a shelling that killed at least 10 people, including children, in the Russian-occupied town of Tokmak in the southern Zaporizhia region. Tokmak's municipal administration claims shelling struck three apartment blocks, in the aftermath leaving many in hospital and buildings damaged. Tokmak is part of southern Ukraine, illegally annexed by Moscow after Russia launched its war on Ukraine in 2022. Russia also reported a Ukrainian rocket striking a machine-building plant in occupied Luhansk in eastern Ukraine, potentially delaying Russia's plans to put that facility back into operation. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
A small earthquake shook the Southern California desert near where Coachella Music Festival is being held this weekend. Geological Survey said it had a preliminary magnitude of 3.8. No reports of any damage or injuries. News and analysis at townhall.com.
If you all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
Big changes needed for a Dutch company.
The company responsible for a global recall of sleep apnea machines is now legally barred from resuming production at U.S. facilities until it meets a number of safety requirements. U.S. Justice Department officials say Dutch manufacturer Philips will be legally required to overhaul its manufacturing and quality control systems and hire independent experts to vet the changes. Philips has recalled more than 5 million of the machines since 2021 because their internal foam can break down over time, leading users to inhale tiny particles and fumes while they sleep. John Scott reporting.
Archaeologists excavating new sites in Pompeii uncovered a sumptuous banquet hall decorated with intricately frescoed mythological characters inspired by the Trojan War. The ancient city near Naples was destroyed in AD 79 when nearby Mount Vesuvius erupted. Breaking news at townhall.com. Researchers have found most cancer drugs granted accelerated approval by the FDA don't really deliver on their early promise.
The program allows the FDA to grant early approval to drugs that show favorable initial results against debilitating or fatal diseases. In exchange, drug companies are expected to do rigorous testing and produce better evidence before gaining full approval. The study found that between 2013 and 2017, there were 46 cancer drugs granted accelerated approval. Of those, only 43% demonstrated they improved or extended patients' lives in confirmatory trials.
Jeremy House reporting. The first drug shown to slow Alzheimer's hit the market about a year ago, but sales have lagged and diagnosis and treatment remain complicated. Major hospital systems taking months to iron out plans to administer Leqembi. More these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started. Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here. Today, I thought the big news is going to be the Filipino leader meeting with the Japanese leader and President Biden setting up a triumvirate, a way to counter China. And without saying China's a problem. No, we just want to be friends and give each other Tomahawk missiles. We're not worried about China. But the story that just came out right now, O.J. Simpson's dead at 76, prostate cancer, went into hospice, now he's dead. And now we're reliving that moment with a guy that I did not know back then but knew of, Mike Rowe. That's the best transition I got.
Thank you. Yeah.
Mike Rowe, from Mike Rowe, as far as I can tell. I'm going to listen to it back. Mike Rowe works Foundation, the CEO. He's host, narrator, executive producer of How America Works, as well as everything else. He controls his own destiny. For that, I am jealous. And you don't age.
Well, that's very, very kind of you. What was the book? The Picture of Dorian Gray. Remember? Did you ever have to read that one?
Not yet.
Oh, God. Great, great story about a guy who never gets older, but there's a portrait of him, a picture, like, in the attic, and that gets older. So if you really want to see what he looks like, you have to look at this magical picture. He looks like hell. Right. But in real life, he's pretty good. That's me.
Hey, Pete, can you find that picture or the book?
would you? And just don't give me excuses. All right, Josh is busy. But, you know, O.J. being dead, we do remember where we were when the verdict came out, right? No, I remember more watching saying there's the Knicks were playing the Rockets.
Mm.
And for New York, for the Knicks, haven't had a championship since 1972.
Yeah.
And they were in the finals against the Rockets. By the way, they were leading at 3-2 in the series. They have a chance to lock it up at Madison Square Garden. I wasn't there, but I was watching it. They evidently were going in the halls to watch the Bronco chase and leaving the finals against Hakeem Olajuwon against Patrick Ewing. That's how crazy it was in America.
I can't beat that, but in terms of weirdness, I was in Dyersville, Iowa, shooting a segment for a project about the original Field of Dreams. Right. So I'm in the cornfield where the actual owner of the actual piece of property where Costner shot the movie, I'm doing stand ups with a farmer. Right.
Was that for PM Magazine?
No, it was for something even more obscure.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't matter. I'm there in the cornfield doing my best to make a living. And then I walk into this tiny little bed and breakfast where I was staying, and they have a black and white TV in my room. And I turn it on, and there's this slow motion SUV with people frantically describing what's happening. And it, like, when you're in Dyersville trying to get your mind around the same image that's on every single channel, it like sears in your retina.
Absolutely.
And you're not quite sure why, but over time, man, the next couple of years, the Lance Ito singers, remember, and all the craziness and the T-shirts and what a time, man. What a time.
A.J. Cowlings was the driver. Who would think that guy crunched in the backseat of a white Bronco with A.J. Cowlings screaming that would eventually be found innocent?
Who'd have thought the first time the word Kardashian got seared into our collective memory was all around that, too?
The dad.
Yeah.
So the crazy thing was, and I never really discussed this, the first person that I knew involved with that case that actually knew that he got away with murder that showed it was him. Yeah. Do you remember the exasperation on his face when they found him innocent? Because they invited him into the law team so no longer be a witness because he knew O.J. He hid O.J.'s clothes. They were gone. We never found out. He knew everything. O.J. probably confessed to him that he killed somebody. What do I do?
Yeah.
So how do we stop him from being a witness? He's part of the legal team.
It was looking back, man. You know what's interesting? A lot of people over the last 3 or 4 years have gone through this kind of emperor's new clothes phase, right, where they see a thing and they know that it's true, but they're being told something completely different. I don't care whether it's the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
What a great – I know where you're going.
Or the security of the border or
– crime in New York City.
Crime in New York City, the best collegiate female swimmer in the world – who appears to have the full block and tackle, right? Like the things
to be a man.
The things you see, the things you see and the things you're told don't line up. That's the first time in my life on a national level I remember feeling that way.
Unbelievable the way you have a way of putting things in perspective, because now we now are at the point where we don't believe anything.
That's right.
Right? We don't believe anything, especially when people tell us. We had the mayor in New York City come out and go, crime is down. It's the safest big city in America. We know that's not crime down. With people being thrown in front of trains, Venezuelan illegal immigrants beating up cops, a CVS being shoplifted. When the cops come, they fight the guys, and all five of them get out. Come on. Are you crazy?
I know. Look, you can even look at it with respect to the president. You know, I think everybody agrees that he's older than he's ever been and maybe not as sharp as he's ever been. So rather than acknowledging any of that, any diminishment at all, what we're told is he is just a paragon of intellectual acuity and physical prowess. He is on fire. We can't keep up with him. And it's like, well, wait. Really? I mean, you're going to go there. It's like you're buying a used car and you're haggling, and it's got to go from, you know, $20,000, you start there, I'll start at $200, right? And I'll meet you somewhere around $12,500.
Right.
All right? But it's happening with every single thing. Every single thing. Look at him. There he is on the TV, just as innocent as can be. Except
he's not.
No.
Right. And now we find out what happens in the afterlife. If he's in heaven, then we could have done anything. Right? I mean, there really are no rules. Right? I mean, Listen, he was beloved, probably top five most sought after endorser until he became the most vilified man in the world. So people have to remember that. You want him on Where I Rode the Sports. You want him on the sideline. You want him on your scoreboard show. You want him in Naked Gun. You want him in Towering Inferno. Mm-hmm. You know, you wanted him in the Battle of the Network Stars. Everywhere you go, this guy just embraced it. I remember the first time I knew that this guy was not who he was. I was hosting a show with Jim Brown, the running back, mm-hmm. and he did not like O.J. ever. And people just assumed because he moved on the Hollywood thing, Jim Brown was, in my view, the first athlete to break that barrier. I believe I'm right.
Yeah.
And Jim's like, no, I don't care what he does. It's just that he's not who he comes off as. He's not. That's not the O.J. we know behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And he also told me how sloppy he was getting on the golf course, openly doing coke in front of everybody, asking for fans to do it, you know, give it to him if they had it. Back then, coke was much more prevalent. It would be much more of a story. He goes, he's getting sloppy. And that was before, that was in, I started, stopped hosting a show with him in 93. A year later, he's killing, and I'm going, this guy was probably on a drug binge, doesn't even know what the hell he was doing. He's got the strength of 10 men. He is unbelievably...
devastating. Athlete.
Yeah.
Devastating. And he runs through airports.
As far as I know. That was good with bad knees, but he ended up with the 49ers and was not the same player. Okay, can we talk about what we were recently going to talk about?
Yeah, but it is worth dwelling on for a second because these are moments. You know, you don't really know it when they happen, but it's part of what makes a society a society and what makes
You were when it happened.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. I mean, whether it's 9/11 or Kennedy's assassination or this kind of thing or maybe, you know, for me, most recently, March 13th, 2020, you know, I did the last big public event in the country before the government shut down in California. And you don't know it at the time. It's 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and then it's 2 months later, and then it's a year later, and then you're looking back going, holy
2 years,
crap,
yeah.
Man.
What the hell is
happening? What just happened? We haven't had, we've had time to think about OJ and process it. We haven't had time, Brian, to think about the lockdowns fully. We were so glad to get out of them, and now that we're out of them, we're so eager to move on. We haven't really unpacked it. Not really. I don't think.
You're 100%. Out of everything, 9/11 being on the air at that time, it's indelible, no doubt about it. I don't want to diminish that. But the thing is, we hit it. It was boom, reaction, war, recovery. What are we doing? Election, got it. But with the pandemic, it was all unscripted, making up as you go along, and we feel so let down by the people in charge because they had no humility to say, we're not sure, but this is what we can say. They took discretion away from the American people, robbed us of our lives, our occupation, maybe fractured families forever, financially might never recover, businesses may never come back, and in the end, they were wrong by about 70% of it, including how it started and their reaction. And the anecdote was called a vaccine, which if you just said, listen, these are the plus and minuses. This is, I think it's going to help people who are severely obese who have under, but if for all of you other 19-year-old baseball players, you probably don't need to do it, but you can make your own decision.
They petted us on the head.
They told us what to do and vilified us for not doing it.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, in the last 60 seconds.
Furthering the divide in the country.
All of that anger, all of that mistrust that you just articulated times 330 million. To some degree, every single person is still wondering who moved their cheese and how that happened and what in the, it's like falling down the steps in slow motion, right?
Right.
It's like, when is this going to stop? How much crazier is this going to get? And you know something? God bless a sense of humor. We're going to need one because the next 8 months are going to be unlike any 8 months I think we've ever lived through.
Because you factor in elections as polarizing to a degree.
Yeah.
Although I do have some hope that people are beginning to break the Trump fever and just going to treat him like a candidate, which is so important. Treat Biden like a candidate. Treat him like a candidate. Like it's Bush, Gore, whatever it is. You want the other guy to win. I understand it. But when the other guy wins, he may disagree with you, but he's not an alien.
Mm.
He's not. He should be treated just like somebody that maybe is a different party, not from a different planet. But we'll take a time out. You have a way of putting things in perspective. And we have to add into all that at least one major criminal case, and maybe three more.
It just wouldn't be the same without that kind of thing.
Back in a moment, unless Mike storms out of here. Because I say we're going to do a quick thing, and then O.J. dies. Again, O.J.'s screwing up our format. But not preempted. You were actually on. Back in a moment.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
That's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A security guard from Nigeria, rewarded for his hard work, makes today's Dean's List. James has been working at Providence College for many years now, doing overnight shifts to help keep the students safe. And no matter what time it is, James will smile and say hello to anyone that crosses his path and enjoys talking with the students. For the last few years, James has not been able to go home to see his family because of financial reasons. So one of the students at the college decided to organize a GoFundMe page to help James see his family and friends. As soon as the page was listed and word got around, the donations didn't stop. The students had to stop the fundraiser because the total was exceeding way beyond what they were hoping for. The surprise was worth it as the students went to James's office and presented him with his ticket to Nigeria, along with some extra spending cash. Have a wonderful trip back home, James. You're awesome, and you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In January of 1960, John F. Kennedy announced that he would seek the presidency of the United States, which he won on November 8, 1960, in a narrow victory over Richard Nixon. At 43, he became the youngest U.S. president.
In the past 40 months, I have toured every state in the Union, and I have talked to Democrats in all walks of life. My candidacy is therefore based on the conviction that I can win both the nomination and the election. I believe that the Democratic Party has a historic function to perform in the winning of the 1960 election, comparable to the 1932 election. I intend to do my utmost to see that that victory is won.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeVorkin with the Fox Movie Profile, along with Fandango's Eric Davis, as we look at how much the IMAX factor was a factor for moviegoers this past year.
2023 was the highest grossing year ever for IMAX at the domestic box office, and I think that just speaks to this era of eventizing the theatrical experience that we're in right now.
Audiences have big plans in 2024 to head to those big screens.
In a Fandango survey of moviegoers going into 2024, over 6,000 people were surveyed, and over 70% of them said that they were going to go see an IMAX movie in 2024.
The year already had a hit with Dune Part 2.
It is the seventh fastest movie ever to $100 million in just IMAX box office dollars.
Plus, several highly anticipated IMAX releases are on the way.
A24 has a film called Civil War. The Fall Guy comes out in early May with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. Late May, Furiosa, the prequel to Mad Max Fury Road.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
This has been a great American franchise, Chick-fil-A.
It is. It's a great franchise. The owner is a great man who's a member of one of my clubs, and he's fantastic. And, yeah, they do very well. They're closed on Sunday.
The Lord's Chicken.
That's the Lord's Chicken. You're right. It's good chicken, too.
So, Mike Rowe, I love this. This is Trump at his best. He's driving. He said, I'm going to pull over. I'm going to go to a Chick-fil-A. And he walked in there. It's in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Normally people go, don't go in there. I don't even know who's going to be in there. How are you going to be received? You might get booed. No, let's go in. They love him behind the counter. I don't know if you've seen the video. Mm-hmm. And then a woman comes out and goes, I don't care what they say about you, Mr. Trump. I'm going to vote for you. He goes, let me give you a hug. This is like old time.
Yeah.
This is old time politicking.
Well, you can't script it. And it does require a willingness to assume a level of risk that I think a lot of people are happy to pay for. They're happy to reward it because they're just not seeing it in other places. You're just not seeing that level of spontaneity in any other elected official.
Another thing is this, and I get this with you too. When you go to an airport, people feel they can approach you. And something about Trump, he likes people. You don't have to be rich. In fact, rich people don't really like him. They think he's too flamboyant to be rich. So, like, the average person likes him. Mm. So he walks in there, and they start going wild. They're answering his questions. Let me buy 50 shakes. Same thing, you know. So he does. He buys 30 shakes, a bunch of burgers, gives them to the guys, and takes pictures with them.
What did he just call it? The Lord's Chicken?
Yeah, the Lord's Chicken.
I mean, can you imagine, like, you're running a KFC a block away, and all of a sudden, you know, the most visible guy on the planet
right. Basically
christens your competition as the Lord's Chicken.
Yeah, Popeye's just shut its doors. So the one thing I do want to talk to you about, and I was so enthused, Jenny's came up and said, Mike Rowe's going to be in town. And he goes, do you want to stop by? I go, oh, my God, that would be great. Well, you're going to be on One Nation this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But I just saw this story come out. And you have to feel to a degree happy. It seems like this generation is open to vocational schools.
Yeah.
More and more they're doing it. You've been talking about that. John Ratzenberger, famously of Cheers,
yeah,
talking about it. Do you feel like you're breaking through?
Look, it's too early for a victory lap, but it's funny you mentioned John. I met him in an airport probably 15 years ago.
Cliff Clavin.
Yep, when I was just starting MicroWorks. And he was a fan and very supportive, and I was a fan of his initiative. But if you really ask John, like, what's the goal? Like, in a simple sentence, he would have said, to get shop class back into high school. And I thought that was great. And I've been trying to do that myself now for the last decade and a half. I don't know how to do it. I don't think the feds are going to do it. And I don't think we can wait for the states to do it. But something else is happening. A lot of companies are stepping up and creating a kind of shop class in their own perimeters. They're doing what the schools abandoned years ago when they took the art out of the vocational arts. Ever since then, right, things have been a little loopy. Well, this article you're talking about in the Journal a week or so ago.
Can I just give you the stats? Gen Z enrollment in trade jobs, 16% increase in vocational programs, 23% increase in construction jobs, 7% increase in HVAC vehicle repair. Go ahead.
Yeah, that follows the increase in trade school enrollments juxtaposed with the decrease of enrollments in four-year schools. And that's new. Right. That's the perception. Look, I've got nothing against a four-year education in general. What I've always opposed is the idea that promoting that path at the expense of all the others is smart, decent, wise, kind, or prudent. Right. It's not. And so what we did was we put our thumb on the scale and for about 30 years triggered this skills gap, which is why we got 10 million open jobs.
Did you go to college?
Yeah, I did.
Where'd you go?
I went to Essex Community College, and then I worked, and then I went for a couple of years at Towson University.
Sure, Baltimore.
Got a BS in communications, cost me $12,500 for everything, both schools. Same piece of paper today, same course load, same schools, $92,000.
Tufts is 95, Wellesley is 92, Brown is 91, Yale is 90.
Per year.
Okay? Per year.
Per year. So you're getting close to $500,000 for a credential. A degree, a diploma, or as I like to call them, a receipt. Because those pieces of paper no longer confer the wisdom or the knowledge that you supposedly accumulated while you were there. It might, but, you know,
this inflation thing is really in the news in every way, but the inflation no one's talking about is the credential inflation. Like in 1955, if you graduated from Harvard, the average GPA was 2.55.
Gotcha.
Today, it's 3.98. So if you're an employer, you might get the best and the brightest. You might get a curious young man or woman who shows up early and stays late and wants to apply all that newfound wisdom in a way that's efficacious to all parties. Or you might get some legacy who just kind of coasted through and had a pretty good time in Belize. Or you might get, who right. knows what you're going to get? 3.9, are they really that much smarter today?
Mike, that is true. Some desperate housewife's kid who pretended to be a rower. That might be the person you hire, no pun intended. But also, even to get into school, they go, you don't worry about class rank. It hurts their feelings if you're low. And don't worry about SATs. Well, how are you judging who the best student is?
Look, I don't
are
know.
You kidding me?
I don't know. I'm currently in a bit of a little imbroglio on social media because, Harvard, in a couple of days ago, talked about their affinity groups and the affinity celebrations. And I said, look, why are we celebrating? Why are we celebrating things we can't control? Why aren't we celebrating work ethic?
How about where do we get your scholarship application?
MicroWorks.org, $1 million standing by. Go get some.
Same outfit for One Nation. You're going to wear the same thing on Saturday night?
It's the only shirt I have, brother.
All right. It's good enough for me. I'm not judging. We got to get this guy a clothing deal. Come on, Pete.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
But it was so racially charged because of what had happened just before with Rodney King, but also just how Black Americans feel about policing. It's not like O.J. Simpson was the leader of the civil rights movement of his era. You know, he wasn't a social justice leader, but he represented something for the Black community in that moment, in that trial, particularly because there were two white people who had been killed. And the history around how Black people have been persecuted during slavery, there were just so many layers.
Wow, that was an interesting take over the sudden death of O.J. Simpson. Ashley Allison on CNN, that was the rationality, how everyone felt about race in the 90s. And maybe things are worse today. Let's get the perspective on what it means for the election with Garrett Ventry, founder and president of GRV Strategies and former senior advisor to Chuck Grassley, now doing work with a lot of potentially vice presidential candidates. Garrett, welcome back. What's your take on her take?
I mean, it's really an interesting take, I suppose. Yeah. I mean, I've not thought of it that way. Obviously, I think the OJ saga was very interesting watching. I was younger when this happened, obviously. But, going back and you see the white Bronco and all that stuff, it's very fascinating. But, I think it is an interesting angle if you're probably an African American thinking about, what was happening at that time, but that's not an angle I've ever really explored.
Right. One thing I was struck by what happened this week was President Trump going into the Chick-fil-A, all black workers.
Yep.
And I don't know if he knew what he was going to get.
Sure.
You tell me. I think it seems unscripted besides the security sweep. And he basically had a bunch of people that wanted to see him. And then one woman in particular turns out to be a teacher with the historically black colleges. And says, I don't care what anyone says, what they tell me. And gave her a big, why don't you come over here and give me a hug?
Right.
From a political standpoint, what does that mean to you?
I mean, the really interesting thing here is Donald Trump is doing very well with the African-American vote. You're talking about, he's polling at some polls and Fox polling and New York Times polling at over 20%. So there's clearly a shift there.
Was it 12, right, last time?
Yeah, it was at 12, and it's been up to 20 at some point. But for a Republican to get double digits in the African-American vote, that does happen. I mean, Joe Biden, essentially, I don't know where he gets those votes from then, right? So it's definitely impressive here, and I think you're seeing – there's a couple reasons why I think African-American voters are deeply dissatisfied with the economy. I also think there's a crime aspect here. A lot of the weak-on-crime stuff we've seen in New York City, cashless bail, those type of things. And then I do think some of the unprecedented indictments of Donald Trump do help him with the African-American community. He said so as much. I think they feel and they see this as political, and a lot of them have felt that in their own lives, some of them.
Maybe. But like when it's all said and done, to get Mitt Romney had 8.
Yeah.
So the former president got into double figures last time, and if he's over 20 this time, but if you're working for Trump, and he says to you, Garrett, I need to pull over. Let's just go. You know I'm hungry.
Yeah.
So why don't you just come over? Why don't we order some fast food? You know, we've done it before. And the way, would you have said to him, Mr. President, this could go wrong? You know, you're going into a heavily urban environment where some of these people have been told horrible things about you.
Right.
So he went in anyway, and it worked out.
I think it's the brilliance of it, too, that he's done these things, whether it's these retail stops have been really successful for him. And you've seen this at, you know, UFC has been very successful. You
Huge.
See him watching.
Well, he knows what he's getting there.
He knows what he's getting there. I saw him, you know, I was there in Vegas when the president was there for a fight a couple months back and, you know, just erupts. So you see that. And you've seen this over and over again with these retail stops that he's having, traditionally like areas that wouldn't go for a Republican. So it does show there's a lot of quiet support for Donald Trump, and a lot of people are just dissatisfied with Biden. But it's a brilliant political move by President Trump. And there is this appeal he has when people do meet him. He is larger than life, and it kind of takes away some of the, you know, things that the media have maybe said about him when people meet him and they find out he's a, you know, regular, energetic guy.
What does it tell you that CNN is now at the border with a drone and a reporter? And what does it mean to you that Mayorkas says, oh, yeah, we are in a crisis?
Yes.
And what does it mean to you that the majority of Hispanic Americans now want a wall?
It's absolutely
remarkable.
Think
about how far the mind blowing from 2015.
Absolutely remarkable, right? And I think what you're seeing here is that they all realize this is a major issue. Immigration is the number one issue to voters right now. It's not abortion. It's not the economy, although the economy is up there.
Inflation's big.
And inflation is big. But the immigration and Gallup polling and other polls I've seen, it's, you know, that's kind of the big issue here. And so it's interesting to see these people like Mayorkas, who literally created this crisis by, you know, ending Title 42, stopping construction on the border wall, which you mentioned now is popular with Hispanic voters, you know, getting back in catch and release. And you've seen 9 million people come here illegally under Joe Biden that we know of. And so it's clearly a crisis when CNN is, you know, down there with a drone. But, you know, they have really they mocked Republicans for years when we talked about we need border
security. They mocked
Fox. Correct. They mocked you guys for saying that. And it turns out you do. You have people like known terrorists trying to come here and have been here in our country crossing the border illegally.
And Garrett, too, we're in New York and you may feel it. Do you live here?
Yeah.
So when you find out that they're in Yonkers fighting with cops in the lobby, and then the woman followed the guy who was arrested, and then she gets arrested too, they get let go. So they get the Ramada in for free. They get 3 meals for free.
Right.
They get in here for free. They beat the whole system.
Right.
And they brawl in the lobby. When the cops show up, they fight the cops and the Venezuelans that beat up the 2 cops.
Right.
And then in the CVS uptown on the east side, there's a robbery going on. The cops show up and they fight the cops.
Right.
And they get arrested. And 4 of the 5 get let out the same day. So what does that do? When people talk about crime and illegal immigrants coming here, they're not sending us their best.
Right.
This underlines it's hard to game plan against that.
No, absolutely. And I think the thing here is if you take a step back, people who come here illegally and love America and want to be part of our system, that's what America's been made of for many years. Coming here illegally, being part of it, understanding the Constitution, understanding the values that we have. And that's been great for our society. What you have here is you have people with complete disregard for our laws, and you have people with disregard for law enforcement. And when you're putting, you know, crime's always going to happen. You're never going to be able to get rid of crime completely. But a lot of this is intentional when you're talking about cashless ballot and just letting these people back on the street when they're dangerous. And it's ridiculous that the Democrats like can't condemn it. It's wild to me.
You know, I say it over and over again because I don't want people to forget it. There's a 76-year-old CFO of the Trump Organization at Rikers Island.
Right.
But we can't get a Venezuelan fighting a cop.
Right.
He gets out with zero cash bail.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
This is the second stint, by the way, for the 76-year-old who backed up that Donald Trump had overinflated the size of his penthouse. If we don't get those people off the street, we're never going to be safe. Those 76-year-old accountants, they're the worst. It's horrible. Imagine them in the subways.
It'd be really rough, unsupervised.
It'd be incredible. So I want to talk about what's happening in the House.
Yeah.
Embarrassing again for Speaker Johnson. He puts on the floor a renewal of the FISA Act with amendments and with changes from 2018. He gets 19 Republicans who vote against it. They want to do Ukraine aid. He thinks we need it. I think we need it. But he's not going to get any trade-off of border. So Marjorie Taylor Greene says, if you do this, I'm going to make a run at you. I'm going to call for your ouster. He's going to go meet with the president today at 4:30. Bring us inside the Republican majority.
Yeah, I mean, it's flimsy right now, right? You're talking about, you know, in 2022, we thought there was going to be this massive red wave. We're going to have 25, 30 seat majority. That obviously didn't happen. Then you've had things like George Santos getting expelled, Ken Buck and Mike Gallagher leaving Congress early, and the majority is very slim right now. And it's a tough job. The Duma and the Speaker's tough job to begin with, right? You've got to corral, you know, over 218 members to, like, agree on something, right? That's tough to do. You can barely get five people to agree. Like, if we went around here, where do you want to go to lunch? You're going to get five different answers. So imagine that with 218 members. So that's tough there. And then the other thing is you have this influence of Donald Trump over the party here. And
right.
You're seeing this with Speaker Johnson going down to Mar-a-Lago, obviously, to talk about an issue that President Trump cares about in election integrity. And the other part is Trump is dictating a lot of this policy, too. He's anti-Ukraine funding, and he came out against, FISA in its original state. And so those things drive these members and give them cover. And the more the slimmer the majority you have, the more power individual members have, like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz, where if you had a 20 or 30 person majority, you know, a lot of times it's just noise, but right now they actually have power because they can do things with a small majority.
But having said that, Nancy Pelosi negotiated with a similar.
Sure.
And they seem to be on the same page, even the crazy squad.
Sure.
So she found a way to do that. And having said that, now you have an inexperienced speaker, great intellect, great mind, wonderful disposition, but he does not know how to corral the troops. He does not know how to work the corner. And you had a guy that knew how to do that in Kevin McCarthy. Would the Republicans actually go down that road again? Would Marjorie Taylor Greene, is she bluffing?
I don't know. It's a great question. She obviously has demands, and she feels like she's representing her constituents on those demands. So, you know, one understands that. I don't think there's much of an appetite, though, for House Republicans to have another nasty speakership battle. And I think you're not seeing a ton of people go that route right now, even though there might be disagreement with the speaker on a number of issues right now. He's also in an impossible situation. You're talking about you have to do things like, you know, you've got to do things on FISA. You've got to do things on funding the government. And so he's in an impossible job here. And so it's going to be tough with a slim majority here, whoever is in that job. The question is, if you get rid of Johnson, right, you get rid of him, who's next? Who can do the job like that? And
nobody.
The question is, like, there really isn't. He was the guy who could get to 218 that the conference was like, we like him. They didn't want Jordan. They didn't want Emmer. They didn't want Scalise. Johnson was the acceptable option for everybody. They all voted for him.
So here's what Kimberly Strassel of the Wall Street Journal said. Cut 31.
The Trump team, and I think it's been a little slow to get to this understanding, is beginning to realize that having a House caucus, the only branch of government Republicans run at the moment, look like it's in perpetual and continual disarray, unable to lead or get anything done, is not exactly a great advertisement when you are headed into a presidential election arguing that you should be giving the White House as well and the Senate. And so there's this key things coming up. This is, I think, a message from Trump, potentially, at least quietly, to some of these critics of Johnson to give him some breathing room. We'll see.
So that's what I'm wondering. If that meeting today at 4:30 is supposed to be about election integrity,
right,
if they're going to have a bigger conversation, and maybe Johnson says, listen, you got to give me a heads up if you're going to blow up FISA the day before. And today they're supposed to vote on it at 8:30,
right,
a 2-year deal.
Right.
And there have been reforms to it, too.
Yeah. And it just passed a rule. So we'll see if it actually, you know.
So it could be voted on.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they'll end up getting there. The speaker has a good relationship with President Trump. President Trump seems to like the speaker a lot. He, you know, one of the things he didn't like about Kevin McCarthy is he dragged his feet and didn't endorse him. And Speaker Johnson came out and endorsed him. And the president appreciates loyalty, obviously, as you know. And so I think he likes that about him. And I think Speaker Johnson is a conservative deep down. He's dealing with issues, though, with a slim majority, right? I do think this serves the greater purpose. It shows the power of Trump, right? You're talking about the one guy who can give you cover on these types of issues is Donald Trump. You've seen it on abortion, and you're seeing it now here with Speaker Johnson.
Gary Ventry here. And Gary, you know what it is, and I think this is a brilliant analogy. You ready for it? If you're a great player, it doesn't mean you're a great coach.
Right.
So he's a very good delegate, does a good job. He's very smart, intellectual, understands the Constitution. But it doesn't mean you're going to be a great coach. And as a speaker, no one cares how smart you are. How street smart can you be,
right,
to be able to find out what the hot buttons are for these people? Like one thing Kevin McCarthy said to me on One Nation last week is, you got to talk to Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's a smart person.
Right.
She wants to be dealt with. You
just got
to deal with her,
right,
because she's into it. You know, she's aggressive. So if you put something out there without talking to her first, she's going to end up blowing up. You have to understand what the volatile players are like. Maybe right. You got to give him some more attention. But can she remember, she was for McCarthy. She was not for his ouster.
Right. Yeah, I think there's a couple things here. Most members, you saw this with Jim Jordan in 2018, too. McCarthy made that alliance with him, which was very smart. Remember, him and Jordan used to be like
butting heads,
and they were strong allies. And you saw the same thing with MTG. I do think, he was smart for him to meet with her recently, which he did. And a lot of these members, they want a seat at the table, and they want their voice to be heard. And they're used to, like, leadership trying to ram things down their throat that they don't like, generally speaking. So I do think Speaker Johnson's done a better job with that lately here, reaching out to Marjorie Taylor Greene, reaching out to some of these other members here. And, again, you're talking about doing the job with a one- or two-seat majority right now, basically. It's a very tough job to do. I do think what a lot of members do like about Speaker Johnson is they see him as an honest broker. They do. They don't think he's lying to them. And I think they think he's doing the best job with a very slim majority right now. And they do like that, a lot of these more MAGA members do appreciate that he is pro-Trump.
And when we come back, the chances that they hold on to the House, because people say that ship has sailed. But is it really? And believe it or not, when it comes to retirements, more Dems have retired than Republicans. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. A few more minutes with Garrett Ventry when we return. Don't move.
Covering this election year like no other, it's Brian Kilmeade.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Paid for by government. Did you hear? A secret hoard of 1893 $10 gold Liberty coins has been found. These gorgeous 1893p gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck, and less than 200 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this secret U.S. gold coin discovery a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you can own a piece of the hoard. When you call, you are guaranteed an 1893 gold Liberty struck at the iconic Philadelphia Mint. With limited availability, you must call now. These 1893 dated gold coins are still in uncirculated condition with brilliant luster. That is 131 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7080. Call now and you'll receive a free bonus, a $50 value free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7080 now to secure your 1893p $10 gold Liberty coins before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7080.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. During the beginning phase of retirement, many retirees like to spend more freely, and often it's not long before buyer's remorse sets in. If you're about to embark on your retirement years or in the initial stages, there's some purchases you might want to think twice about before spending your hard-earned dollars. Some of the items include buying a boat. There's more to owning one, and costs can add up quickly. And resort living is all the rage. You get resort-style dining, concierge services, weekly housekeeping, but for lots of people, it's a great idea in the first year, and after that, the novelty can quickly wear off. And what better way to travel during retirement than in an RV? But you may wind up forking over lots of dough for the price of one, and a timeshare is also a common retirement purchase because it offers a guaranteed place to vacation and can be shared with your family, but it often comes with many costs beyond the initial investment. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is
House Call for Health. What is a potato, a vegetable, or a grain? The U.S. Department of Agriculture currently classifies spuds as veggies, but there have been reports the USDA is considering labeling potatoes as grains in a new set of dietary guidelines. A USDA spokesperson has said, however, that the advisory committee is not considering reclassifying potatoes. Still, the reported change outraged a bipartisan group of 14 senators who argue in a joint letter that, unlike grains, white potatoes are strong contributors of potassium, calcium, vitamin C, vitamin B6, and fiber, and worries have taken root in the industry. The CEO of the National Potato Council has testified before the Dietary Guidelines Committee, saying a change could cause chaos and may discourage Americans, especially kids, from consuming the essential nutrients in vegetables. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back. A few more minutes with Garrett Ventry. And the big question is, with this camp chaos that the Republicans have put together, ousting their speaker, the slow walking of the impeachment of Joe Biden, the inquiry, I like what it's resulted, but I don't understand the dormant stages, the Mayorkas situation, and the lack of accomplishment. Could the Republicans actually still retain the House? Garrett, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's possible. Again, like, this is all going to come down to California and New York, right? That's where a lot of these Biden districts are. You know, those members, I think that there's two things here. Those members have to be able to kind of run their own race here, but I do think Trump does help.
You mean
on the
without
map.
The top of the ticket?
Correct. But I do think Trump is a net positive, even in 2020, right? When you had, you know, we didn't do as well in the Senate, but we picked up 15 seats in the House in 2020, even though, you know, the president wasn't able to get over the finish line in 2020. We picked up 15 seats. He's a net positive generally for Republicans when he's on the ballot. And so I think that is helpful to them. I do think it's going to come down to they have good issues on border, on crime, on the economy. They need to stick to those. And House Republicans have passed some things that obviously Senate Democrats don't want to take up, like H.R. 2, a very strong border provision that would secure the border. They've went after, you know, some of the IRS, 87,000 IRS agents that's deeply unpopular. They passed that. A lot of it's just Schumer doesn't want to take up some of the things they actually have been able to accomplish. So that's part of it here. And so I think for them, they're going to have to, you know, Trump's a net positive. You've got to be able to run a race that actually works in your district. And the biggest part of this is, like, do you do your constituent service as well?
Right.
People who serve their constituents well usually do survive. Those that don't have a tougher time.
Well, we'll see. I guess we'll see what's going to happen there. Trump still thinks he's got designs on New York, and he says it might have a Madison Square Garden event.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
Would you encourage him to go into urban environments?
Yeah.
Do you think, and even though, could John McCain style combat, you know, McCain used to go into these areas and used to hear people tell what a bad, how bad Republicans were and that they lied about the war. And he liked that.
Sure.
I mean, do you think engaging Trump in a debate, do you think that makes, could make the president look vulnerable, the former president?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that, again, I think one of his biggest strengths is, like, when people meet him, they generally like him. They do. Like, even if they have this, you know, I should say the regular, you know, average person. They have these preconceived notions of what they've heard in media, and then they meet him and they find out he's a really energetic, interesting character, right? And so I do think for him, you are seeing popularity among the black vote. And I think doing, you know, rallies, whether it's in New York City, in Philadelphia, in Chicago, in the inner cities, I think that is helpful because these people, this group of voters, the African-American vote, is very gettable for Republicans. We're not going to win it, but you could see a scenario where it gets 15 or 20% of the vote.
Wow. And Lee Stefanik is somebody you're working with?
Yes.
So do you believe that she is on the president's shortlist for a running mate?
That is what the public, I know about as much as the public does on that. The public's, you know, they've seen reporting in the media where that seems to be the case here. And I think she's commented publicly and saying that obviously would be an honor for her. I'm obviously very biased and think she would be very good for a number of reasons.
What are her qualities that stand out?
I think there's a couple. One, number one is I think she, for President Trump, she's someone who's very loyal and has been a chief defender of the president. I think that's point one. I think number two, she can raise a lot of money. She just raised $7 million as a House member this quarter. That's a big deal. I think three is she understands how Capitol Hill is and how to navigate that when President Trump's trying to do his agenda. And number four, I think she's been able to go into mainstream media like NBC and CNN to defend the president's agenda in a strong way that not many people can do.
All right, Gary Venture, that's a strong case.
I thought about it once or twice.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all-bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Biden's lauding American forces who helped Israel down nearly all of the drones and missiles fired by Iran overnight. He's also vowing to coordinate a global response to Tehran's unprecedented attack, convening a meeting of the Group of Seven on Sunday. Meanwhile, it appears Iran's drone attack may be the key to unlocking more money for Israel on Capitol Hill.
Aid to Israel has remained tied up for months by disagreements over whether and how much aid should be approved for Ukraine. Many conservatives are in favor of decoupling Israeli aid from any bill for Ukraine, even as some also insist on more robust spending on U.S. border security. After the Iran drone attack, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise vowed on Saturday that the chamber will vote on Israel legislation next week. Andrew Stewart, Washington.
Meanwhile, North Korea and China holding high-level talks.
A top-ranking Chinese official is reaffirming ties with North Korea, meeting with the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, in the capital, Pyongyang. The visit by Zhao Leji, who ranks third in the ruling Communist Party hierarchy, comes amid North Korean test firing of missiles to intimidate South Korea and its ally, the U.S. After the meeting, Chinese state media reports that Zhao told Kim China looks forward to developing ties, adding that Zhao made no mention of the political situation on the peninsula or the region. The meeting concludes a 3-day-long state visit by China to North Korea, the first high level since the start of the pandemic. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The rural city of Grants Pass in southern Oregon becoming the unlikely face of the nation's homelessness crisis as its case over anti-camping laws goes to the U.S. Supreme Court, scheduled to be heard on April 22nd. Check out the latest news and analysis at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older.
but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with the feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
A rescue operation after a deadly cable car accident in Turkey.
10 helicopters and hundreds of search and rescue personnel deployed to help save from danger the last of 174 passengers trapped in cable cars high above a mountain in Turkey. And after almost 24 hours of hanging in the air, they're finally safe. A day earlier, the accident happened as a cable car pod hit a pole and burst open, killing one person and injuring others, plummeting to the mountain rocks below. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Chinese state media also, the former President Trump is wanting to debate President Biden more than the usual 3 times and to hold them earlier in 2024, arguing moving up the timetable would give more Americans full chance to see the candidates before they start voting. Currently, 3 debates are scheduled in September and October. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Quite a sight late Friday in Pittsburgh when river barges broke loose and floated down the Ohio River.
Authorities say 26 barges eventually damaged a marina and caused bridge closures before the boats were pinned to the riverbank or in some cases went over a dam downstream. No reports of any injuries. Officials do point out 23 barges were loaded with dried cargo and no hazardous materials were involved. The area had been hit by flooding after very heavy rains the day before. Jason Walker reporting.
A stay for Los Angeles County's troubled juvenile detention facilities in Sylmar and Boyle Heights. They had been on the verge of shutting down the 16th of this month because of failed inspections, but the Board of State and Community Corrections voted to lift its unsuitable designation, which will allow the centers to remain open for now. More on these stories, townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're here. It's been a busy week. Keep in mind, if you ever have to leave your local affiliate and you want to continue to listen to the show, just go to the Fox News app, click on the headset you want to watch, and click on watch, and then swipe until you get to the show because we stream on Fox Nation. This hour, we're going to be joined by Mike Pompeo in a matter of moments, and we'll be taking your phone calls, too. We have a lot going on. We know the President of the United States is going to be meeting with a speaker today over in Mar-a-Lago, but first, there could be FISA rules amended and passed for a 2-year deal sometime this morning. So we're following all of this, and this at 4:30 this afternoon is when the Trump Speaker Johnson press conference will be held. Very interesting. They've got to focus on election integrity. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
And then the Mueller report came out, and no collusion. And, you know, I think we sort of went to sort of the story kind of disappeared. You know, despite our feelings about Trump, this is a story we should have sort of treated differently.
You think so? Yuri Berliner, the NPR 25-year editor, who just came out in a Free Press story, and then later on with Barry Weiss, talk about what's happening at NPR, that even though he's a Democrat that would never vote for Trump, he could not believe the biasness that has taken place with his organization. And now there's some blowback. Is he going to lose his job, or will things change with a new CEO?
Number two.
Our most immediate concern has been that individuals or small groups will draw some kind of twisted inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks here at home.
That is the FBI director. Get it together. Terror challenges everywhere. Thanks to the terror den we repopulated when we left Afghanistan, as the distrust grows between Americans, Congress, and the FBI. Meanwhile, regional war looms as Iran prepares to directly hit Israel in 48 hours. We'll talk to Secretary of State Pompeo about that.
Number one.
Can somebody explain to me in crayon eating terms why I make over three times the federal minimum wage and I cannot afford to live? And I do not want to hear the pull yourself up from your bootstraps, work 90 hours a week.
Nick Summers, a TikTok guy who didn't go to college, outraged that all everyone else getting their loan forgiven. He says he couldn't afford it, works as a mechanic, and was just on with us. He first posted on TikTok and just joined us on Fox and Friends to talk about what his life is like and why is that. Well, on normal economic terms, forget about macroeconomics, GDP, or anything else. If you look up and down, credit card debt in this country has risen 46% in 3 years. Do you know the cost per pound of things like flour up 24%, bread up 29%, butter 23%, steak 28%? And if 60% of the country live in a paycheck to paycheck, that's a big deal. And you want to talk about policies and abortion bans. If you really want to hurt the American people or help them, fix inflation. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo doesn't do that, but fixes everything else. He's former Secretary of State and CIA director, best-selling author. Mr. Secretary, welcome back.
Brian, great to be with you. We can fix inflation too. Good election in November, and we'll be on our way.
And you got that West Point education. They don't just let you focus on the military. You do have to take economics courses. So Mike, first off, I got to ask you about the Iranians in our intelligence. That says that within 48 hours, they want to directly hit Israel. General Jack Keane says, I don't think so. He goes, they're vulnerable. You know, they got drones, yeah, but they are not impenetrable, and they know they'll pay a heavy price if they directly hit Israel. What do you think?
Well, first, I think the Iranians will take some kind of response. I don't know what it'll be. I don't know if it'll be inside of Israel or, frankly, Brian, more likely, maybe this is what John Keane was speaking to, an Israeli target somewhere else in the world. You could imagine one in Europe. Given what's going on our southern border, who knows, maybe here. We ought to take seriously the threats that they have made. Israel's pretty capable of defending itself from drones and missiles. None of us can stop them all, so I suppose it's possible for them to penetrate that. But the larger point is this. We've lost deterrence in the Middle East. It's come unhinged from October 7th to the hundreds of attacks against American interests in the region since October 7th. The Iranians no longer fear us, and our Gulf Arab ally friends are very worried about American weakness in the region. And that portends bad things for our young men and women who have had to go fight and risk their lives there too many times. We need to get this deterrence back. I think it's going to take new leadership.
You think? No doubt about it. Do you think Anthony Blinken and Jake Sullivan are up to this job? Do you think that Lloyd Austin has shown that he's got the compunction to assert himself? Do you think President Biden is doing anything but reacting? When's the last time, Mr. Secretary, you even heard him call out Iran for the chaos they've created?
You know, Brian, I would add to that. It's been a long time, even more than that. When's the last time he's spoken at length about the fact that we have Americans being held by the Iranians in Gaza? You can call it Hamas, but in the end, you and I both know that the progenitor of this problem set is the Iranians. He just doesn't talk about these things. He wants to still get back into some silly nuclear deal while Iran is literally on the cusp of having enough enriched uranium to build multiple weapons. Truly dangerous. When everything you do, you're afraid you're going to escalate and that you're focused on collecting votes in Dearborn, Michigan, instead of keeping our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines safe. That is a real risk to the United States of America, Brian.
Well, I'll tell you what. Netanyahu was standing in front of an F-15, and he said, if they hit us, if they hurt us, we will hurt them twice as hard. On some level, and you understand the military mindset, if you have three enemies and they continue to take shots at you daily, and now that your country is finally in a war footing, is there a part of the Israeli military mindset that thinks, let's get this over with? Because it's only going to get harder if we leave Hezbollah, Hamas, and don't show Iran what they would face if they take us on?
Brian, undoubtedly. I think the Israeli leadership knows that the destruction of Hamas is necessary, and they're going to continue it. But I think they also know while it's necessary, it's not sufficient. Still, Brian, you still have between 80 and 100,000 Israelis. They can't go back to their homes because Hezbollah now is firing rockets into the northern part of their country. We'd never tolerate that. At least we'd never tolerate that if we had a president who had the capacity to defend America. We'd never tolerate firing missiles onto our property, causing 100,000 people have to move out of Florida or New York or California. And yet that's the situation they face. So I suspect there are military leaders saying, let's go clean this up. There's no going back to October 6th. I'm sure there will be those in the world who will criticize us for us, but in the end, our responsibility is to keep our people safe. They want to put Israel first the same way the Trump administration put our country first. I frankly hope that they'll get that right.
So it's been fascinating, and I got so sick of hearing the American press outside this station. I went to Israeli news, just local news, and I went on YouTube, and I just watched to see how they were covering this. And there is such, I would say, hurt and shock about President Biden's stance about the war in Gaza. They don't come out and say he's terrible and incompetent, but they say, once again, his statement, and they roll it in, and they can't believe it. It's as if they said America forgot how this whole thing started. Now, we have always, other administrations have had friction with Israel. That's not unusual. But this is another level. Don't you agree?
Complete another level. When you have the United States Secretary of State talk about the moral equivalence, the fact that it may become indistinguishable between Hamas and Israel, that train has left the station. And what I mean by that is the leadership of Hamas and Iran sees that and says, green light, opportunity in front of us. The American leadership is weak, and we're going to go extract as much as we can from Israel while this president is still in office. It's unlike anything I've seen before. Your point about friction, we were as close to Israel as probably any administration in the last 50 years, but we had our moments too. That's natural. But this administration has chosen to part with our friend, our ally. They are no longer sufficiently supportive of the rightful Jewish homeland, of the people to live in this place. And you've seen what they've done on BDS. I mean, the list is long, what they did at the United Nations. We should stand shoulder to shoulder with Israeli people while they're trying to defend their nation from the terrorists that put their home in Tehran.
And by the way, they cannot, there's no question they have to go into Rafah, correct? General King said you just got to give a passageway to get some civilians out, but they cannot possibly not go in there.
They'll go to Rafah. They've got to eliminate this threat. You can't stop short. Victory has to be achieved. They have to win, and they have to have a security system, a security architecture. Whenever they call done, they've got to have a security architecture that provides real security for their own people from Gaza.
I'm sure you've seen the debate on Capitol Hill and the distrust with Christopher Wray, especially amongst Republicans. When you think about McCabe, when you think about Strzok, you think about Page. That didn't happen under him, but there's still members of the FBI, and people were working to hurt you guys for 4 years. It has been more apparent almost every day. And here's Christopher Wray going to bat for some of the surveillance tools he used, some of which were abused. But first, here's his plea yesterday to Congress, Cut 12.
Section 702 is indispensable in keeping Americans safe from a whole barrage of fast-moving foreign threats. It is crucial to identifying terrorists in the homeland, working with or inspired by a rogues gallery of foreign terrorist organizations who have publicly called for attacks against our country.
Is he right?
Brian, he's right. But with that awesome power comes a responsibility to clean your stuff up, to when someone breaks the rules, whether it's Section 702 or, you know, warrant requirements, whatever it is that the FBI is doing to, you know, execute its duty to keep us safe. You've got to hold people accountable, and that's the failure. And that's why you see this distrust. Section 702 is important. I saw it as a CIA director. It saved American lives with absolute certainty to figure out where these bad guys are talking from, what they're doing. Communicating back here into the United States to people they've now infiltrated inside of our country is an absolutely vital tool. And, you know, I've not seen the reforms that have been put in place. They're good. There's now bigger criminal penalties. Mm-hmm. They've cut down on the number of people who can have access to this information. So it's better. You know, it'll never be perfect, Brian. There's always going to be bad actors in the world. But when that happens, you have to crush them. You have to put them in jail for what they did. When they violate U.S. law and the privacy rights of the American people, they have to be held accountable. I hope we'll keep 702, and I hope we'll keep FBI agents doing what they're supposed to do, not what Jim Comey had them doing against our administration.
Right. And Christopher Wray tried to clean that up, but he's not regained the trust, and no one's really been fired. In fact, they all end up with MSNBC and CNN contracts. Here's Christopher Wray on the plethora of attacks and things that are keeping him up at night. Cut 11.
You've got Hezbollah expressing support and praise for Hamas and threatening to attack U.S. interests in the region. You've got Al-Qaeda issuing its most specific call for an attack against us, against the U.S. in the last 5 years. You've got AQAP, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, calling for jihadists to attack Americans and Jewish communities in the U.S. You've got ISIS urging its followers repeatedly to attack Jewish communities in the U.S.
And he was just rattling them off. I don't think he's not much of an exaggerator. Do you think, what do you think his clipboard looks like?
He said, I think last time he testified that this is his, you know, a red light as he has ever seen. I agree. Director Ray's not much of an exaggerator. He's seeing all this. I can't believe he's not. Maybe he is in the Situation Room looking at Mayorkas saying, you got to shut this border down. You're going to get Americans killed. All of the things he highlighted there, whether it was Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula or Hezbollah, all of these things are exacerbated, Brian, by the fact that we now have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in our country, and we have no idea who they are, where they came from, or what their intentions are that they are here now. It has to be keeping lots of senior FBI law enforcement people from Milwaukee to Sacramento to Austin, Texas. It has to be keeping them just on their toes, trying to figure out how do we track all this malfeasance, all this risk inside of our country when we've got this enormously porous southern border. It's a challenging time for Director Ray.
I know what you want, but as an analyst, which you are, what do you think President Trump's chances of winning in November are right now?
I think really good. And I think the chances are really good, not because of some poll data that I have seen, but because as I travel around the country to talk to people from all stripes, they are struggling to figure out how to pay their rent, keep their mortgage current, and take care of their families and kids. They see this. We talk about it as inflation, as it's this big thing, but it's what it costs to fill the tank of gas. It's what it costs to put scrambled eggs in your kid's breakfast or bologna on your kid's sandwich. These are the things that the American people are struggling with today. And I think when a push comes to shove in November, they may see noise from President Trump, but they're going to see the signal that American can return to a better time and their lives can be better. And I think in the end, the seven states that will make the difference in the Electoral College, I think President Trump wins nearly all of them.
Would you join his administration if he wins?
Jermaine, I've been asked this a couple times. My answer is always the same. If I can serve and help and have an impact, sign me up. No one's asked me. I've had no job offered to me. But if I can help the United States and the American people deliver good outcomes, sign me up.
Oh, you can stay with us, too. We're not bad.
not bad at all, Brian.
All right. Mr. Secretary, thanks so much. Mike Pompeo, great start.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. 1-866-408-7669. I'll take your calls when we come back. I also want you to hear the exchange yesterday between Christopher Wray and a congressman from California. Wow. Back in a moment.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis, because, man, do you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
That's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Paid for by government. Did you hear? A secret hoard of 1893 $10 gold Liberty coins has been found. These gorgeous 1893P gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck, and less than 200 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this secret U.S. gold coin discovery a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you can own a piece of the hoard. When you call, you are guaranteed an 1893 gold Liberty struck at the iconic Philadelphia Mint. With limited availability, you must call now. These 1893 dated gold coins are still in uncirculated condition with brilliant luster. That is 131 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7080. Call now and you'll receive a free bonus, a $50 value free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7080 now to secure your 1893p $10 gold Liberty coins before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7080.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Physical cash is becoming less relevant as many Americans are going the digital route. But it's a good idea to have a reasonable amount of cash stashed at home in case of emergencies. Elliot Pepper, a financial planner and co-founder of Northbrook Financial, says that a small but reasonable amount of cash should be kept on hand at all times to provide protection in an extremely adverse scenario. You might think about having an amount enough to cover the absolute bare necessities for 2 months. Bare necessities include a minimum housing payment, food staples, batteries, water, gas, and basic living needs. The most recent survey from the Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that the average monthly cost for food and gas alone is slightly less than a grand. That could serve as a baseline for how much to keep in cash, which would also vary depending on the size of your household, cost of living for your area, and whether you want to include other expenses in cash savings. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. The weight management space will have to make room for a big box retailer. Costco, along with its low-cost healthcare partner, Sesame, will begin offering its members in the U.S. access to a weight loss program. The service will cost $179 every 3 months. It includes video appointments with Sesame clinicians who specialize in weight loss, along with prescriptions for popular drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy when appropriate, and nutrition and exercise advice. The expansion into medical weight loss services by Sesame with Costco comes as a result of inquiries from patients. The Sesame CEO said, "We're witnessing important innovations in medically supervised weight loss," adding that Sesame's unique model allows them to not only make high-quality specialty care for weight loss more accessible and affordable, but also empowers clinicians to create care plans that are specific and appropriate for each individual patient. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On July 27, 1976, after months of legal wrangling, former Beatle John Lennon finally won residency in the U.S.
Well, it's great to be legal again. I'll tell my baby and our thumb will go. And of course, the Immigration Service are finally seeing the light of day, as they say. Good. Thank you. Yeah, I'd love to. I should have got a different picture.
What does it mean to you after 5 years of struggling to become a permanent resident to get that green card?
Well, it was a very slow, long struggle, so it's not like, you know, it suddenly ends. I'll come out of it slowly and I realize I can go to visit relatives in Japan, show them the baby, show them in England, you know, save them coming over here. And I can go visit the relatives and come back with safety now with the green card. How do you feel?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
show that's real.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
And I just get a simple yes or no response to this question. Does the open border policy make your job easier or harder? Are we safer or less safe as a result of the open border policy?
I have been consistent over the years, frankly, in citing my concerns about the threats that emanate from the border.
Okay.
And as to the long narrative that you went through at the beginning, needless to say, I disagree very strongly with any number of aspects of it.
Congressman Garcia, some of the exchange yesterday basically looked at Chris Wray at one point and said, I don't believe anything you're saying. I mean, it's just such a bad point, America, when the FBI director, they just accuse him of lying. It's not James Comey. And it's not saying I did this or this to Donald Trump. They're talking about his ability to create havoc and make sure Biden reinforces the border. He doesn't feel as though he's doing that or that he's fully straightened out the FBI. Joel, listening in Naples, Florida. Hey, Joel.
Hi, Brian. I have a question. It seems like Israel almost knows where the hostages are and where Hamas is hanging out. And I just wanted to mention that. Do you think they really know where they're at, but they just can't get in because it's Rafah?
My hunch is yes. But then again, would I ever think that their intelligence was so bad that allowed these October 7th to happen? My sense is yes. I mean, the fact is they provided video. As soon as they pulled out of the south, do you know rockets started going off again with Hamas? But they provided video, so they knew exactly where those rockets are coming from. Are they going to be destroyed today? I don't know. They know roughly, I think, where he is, because I was watching some videos of captured Hamas fighters not under duress, and they were talking about where everyone is and for the Israeli public. So do I think that they have a way of getting information? Yes. You know, Joe, you made me think I should get that son of Hamas guy, Mossab, on again and maybe answer that question for you. Listen, I'll be able to take some questions the rest of the hour, take some calls, I should say. I'm also going to bring up more of this heated exchange between Mike Garcia and the FBI director, who seems kind of unflappable. Also, more on this UPI story.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Redding Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Can somebody explain to me in crayon eating terms why I make over three times the federal minimum wage and I cannot afford to live? And I do not want to hear the pull yourself up from your bootstraps, work 90 hours a week. That's not the goal, guys!
So that is a ranter on TikTok that we interviewed this morning. And he works, he said, I couldn't afford college. Although anyone could afford college, you can go to a junior college school, you can pay it off gradually. That they're very, it's very affordable. But he didn't want to go to college, so he started working for a car service. It looks like he might be a mechanic, and he says he's working double minimum wage, which makes sense because you can't find mechanics. Double minimum wage, and he lives by himself, and he can't afford a two-room or a one-bedroom apartment. He lives over in Virginia, and then it just outraged him after talking to him that Joe Biden did it again. He is now forgiven more student loan debt. He's now up to $7.48 billion in student loan debt. And he says between that and the illegal immigrants that we're giving full room and board to, and now debit cards in New York, he has had it. He said, what about America First? But wouldn't reveal who he's voting for. Ben Dominis joins us now, editor at large for the Spectator World, Fox News contributor. He's got the Ben Dominis podcast. Ben, have you heard that sentiment for this next generation?
I absolutely have. I mean, I've heard it all over the place. And you know, it's funny. I have a lot of friends who are in the same category. They either, you know, did some college, or junior college, community college, that kind of thing. And then they went into the trade space. And what they really tell me is that, you know, this is it's an incredible challenge, because at this moment, you know, those sort of skilled jobs, those manual labor jobs, are actually in huge demand, and they can't find people who are willing to do them in a lot of cases, because they, you know, have so much, frankly, largesse, welfare, et cetera, that is being thrown at them by this administration, and that has been thrown at them ever since the beginning of COVID, really, that they, you know, basically are not willing to come out and work. And then, you know, in terms of that, it means that they can't take on as many projects as they want. They can't take on, you know, as many things as they want that actually have people working a job that that pays them enough to have the ability to live the way that they want to. It's easier for them to not work and to live off of the taxpayer dime than it is for them to work and find themselves shorter and shorter when it comes to the end of the month. And that's something that I just think is absolutely underrated in terms of what's driving the popularity of former President Trump, because this is the thing that people don't seem to understand is that the shift that has happened is something we have not seen in decades in politics. You have to go back to 84 and Reagan in terms of the level of shift that we've seen among the hard hat working class community of black and Hispanic men in particular, who are coming back around to support Donald Trump. It's because they're the ones who were hit by this White House. And this White House, if you look at their priorities, if you look at the issues that they're talking about, it essentially comes down to Hamas has a right to exist and babies don't. And that's the sort of thing that they are saying over and over again, week after week. And who does that appeal to? That's suburban voters, that's you know, upper educated voters, and it's angry college students. It's not the kind of people who actually work with their hands.
Well, 60% of the people listening to us right now live paycheck to paycheck in America. So when you have cost per pound of flour up 24%, of bread up 29% since Joe Biden took office, spaghetti and macaroni 8.4%, butter 23%. Why? How is that? So get this, eggs 104%.
You know, and I'll tell you this, Brian, my daughters are 3 and 1. When you have kids, when you have especially young kids, you go to the grocery a lot more than you do you've got older kids and you've got, you know, or if you're childless. One of the big shifts that we've actually noticed, the economists pointed this out, is that the people who have shifted there's a vast overrepresentation of young school age kids in terms of parents of those young kids that shifted. Why? Because they see those prices. They see those eggs prices and those butter prices and those milk prices every single time that they go to the grocery store. And they say, what the heck is going on here? Because you feel it so much more intensely if you have that experience. And that's what I think is driving this. And the White House doesn't care. They just don't care about it. They're pretending like it isn't happening. And I think that they're in for a really rude awakening, because I think those poll numbers are not going to shift the way that they expect. They expect that, you know, the typical Democratic machine will be able to pull black and Hispanic voters back in their direction. I don't think it's going to work this time.
So people don't need to see this, but if you want to picture this, see, people say, well, you know, inflation was skyrocketing. Well, when we took over, it was at 9%, and now it's just rising at 2%. So picture this. Picture a bar graph, and it's a 9, all right? And then picture adding the 2 on top of the 9, not instead of the 9, because it's only growing slower, but it is still growing.
It's getting worse more slowly than it used to be.
so this is why President Biden said this yesterday. This is just an outright lie. Cut 2.
Well, I do stand by my prediction that before the year is out, there'll be a rate cut. This may delay it a month or so. I'm not sure of that. We don't know what the Fed is going to do for certain. But look, we have dramatically reduced inflation from 9% down to close to 3%. We're in a situation where we're better situated than we were when we took office, where inflation was skyrocketing. And we have a plan to deal with it.
It was not skyrocketing. Do you really think he's selling people on that?
I don't think that solves the problem for any, you know, mom or dad who just came back from the grocery store.
It's not true.
It's like I'm buying the same things that I was, you know, 2-3 years ago, and I'm breaking $100 to do it, where, you know, before it was 60. You know, it's just something that I think is incredible in terms of how out of touch it sounds. It's like he's making a case that is meant for the MSNBC audience, for the same people who, again, you know, it's like they have these priorities that are just completely out of touch with the priorities of the vast majority of Americans. And I think that, you know, that's a, it's the same kind of obliviousness that they had on the border, in the sense that they just pretend like it's not an issue. It's not an issue. It's not an issue. It's not an issue. If I were Democrats, the smartest thing that they could do going into this election would have been to get rid of Secretary Mayorkas, to just say to this impeachment inquiry, you know, this whole effort, you know, forget about it. We're just going to replace him. Okay. Because at least then they could point to something and say, hey, look, things need to improve. We're turning things around. We've got a new guy in there, whoever that new guy is. Mm-hmm. And maybe it wouldn't actually work, because I think their policies wouldn't change, but they could at least point to something like, hey, we hear you. We hear that this is a problem. We're going to take a new direction, have some guy who looks tougher on camera, and that kind of thing. But they don't. They just are completely oblivious about what people care about.
Right. They don't replace anyone unless they cross-dress and steal luggage with a mustache. besides
even
that.
Even that took a while.
Right. Even that took a while. And plus, can you imagine, Ben, your company, if your staff at lunchtime protested against you? He has people protesting in mass from his own staff.
It's
pro-Israel.
I mean, it's the inmates running the asylum.
Yes.
It's, I mean, the thing that is, first off, if that happened under any responsible administration, those people would come back to their desk from that lunch break and find a pink slip. You're done. Okay. This is over. That's fine. You want to go protest? Do it on your own time and find somebody else to fund it for you. It's not something that I think is acceptable by any means, but it also is indicative of the kind of people that are within this administration that they have chosen to hire, and that come from within this, frankly, crazy group of young Democrats who are completely opposed to supporting Israel in any real way. I don't buy for one second that it's about some sophisticated political, ideological break with Benjamin Netanyahu. It's just opposition to Israel and our allies. And I think that that's something that's been true, frankly, ever since day one of this Biden administration.
So I want to talk about the possibility of getting a debate together. President Trump really wants to do it, but he wants to do it earlier. Even though Ronald McDaniel's RNC walked away from the Council on Debates,
the Presidential Commission,
it looks like the president's still reaching out to him. The co-chair, Frank Farrenkopf, and Antonio Hernandez, and Susie Wiles and Lacavita are all talking about doing this, and they all agree there should be a debate. They're asking for it earlier because of early voting. No response yet from the White House. In your prediction, Ben Domenech, do you believe there'll be a debate?
I believe there will be a debate. I believe there will be one debate. And I think the reason that there will be one is because the Biden White House is not going to be able to avoid the fact that there are a lot of people in Biden's camp who think that he does well when he gets out on camera and proves to people that he's capable of just standing up and talking for a certain amount of time. You know, that was the attitude that they had about the State of the Union. I think when it comes to this, if he was ahead by any significant amount, consistently in polling averages and the like, then I think the answer would be no, there would be no debates, but he's not. And so they, I think, need to, you know, at least entertain the possibility internally. And I think that once that starts to be entertained, they'll say, you know what? We can get on stage with Donald Trump for you know, 90 minutes, and we can show that Joe Biden can still hack it. But I think that if that happens, I think it'll be a huge mistake for them, because I think that if anything, you know, the former president has shown himself to be, I think, you know, an incredibly, you know, capable, figure on the debate stage when he is on offense, and he will come on offense. And I think that that's something that, you know, will frankly disrupt them a lot more. I think that the debate cycle that we had in 20 was not representative at all. We didn't even get a foreign policy debate because of all that mishigas. And he did the first debate, you know, frankly, you know, as we know now, probably suffering from the effects of COVID. So
it's
one of these things, you know, that I think we'll actually get a chance to see these two guys on stage together. And I think that if that happens, I just don't think it's going to be close in terms of a comparison. I think it would be something that would hurt Biden a lot. But I think that they'll have to do it just because of the dynamic.
You just can't have a moderator working for the other guy, this, again, like last time.
This is that, look, this has been something I've been screaming about for 20 years. It is complete nonsense, okay, to have moderators who are essentially just tag-teaming with the Democratic nominee, as we've seen time and time again. It's just unacceptable. It's what the commission has put together time and time again. It's why Ronna broke with them. And I think that this is a situation where they are going to have to make sure that that's just not something that happens this time.
All right, so Fox did a poll. They asked people, is it important for the debate? Everybody was asked, they said extremely important, 64% said yes, 71% were Republicans, 60% said Democrats. Somewhat important, 35% all, 39 and 28. So it is extremely important to the American people to see a debate. Ben, I'm a little late, but I want you to hear this. This is my big worry, the FBI, Congress, and the American people on separate pages when we can't afford it. And I believe so many people agree with Congressman Mike Garcia. So this is what he said to Christopher Wray yesterday, Cut 13.
I'll be honest with you, and this pains me to say this, but I don't trust you. I don't think that this is necessarily a funding problem that we have for your agency as much as a leadership problem. And you have held no one truly accountable for prior FISA abuses that we have all seen and recognized. You've stood relatively silent and passive about the biggest national security threat to our nation, that being our very open southern border. I give very little credence in either your ability to do this job or, frankly, lead the brave agents below you, and I don't trust you to protect us.
So that's how the congressman from California feels. Do you think other people feel that way? Do you feel that way?
I do feel that way. I mean, I think that a lot of the American people feel that way, and I think that, you know, the lack of trust in the institution is at the core of all of these objections. It's what the Freedom Caucus is frankly hearing from their constituents, which is what is driving their resistance to this. Now, look, I've heard from Andy McCarthy and others the case to be made that this is something that's essential. And I certainly don't think that we can afford to be caught with our hands tied when we are seeing so many threats around the world. But they are raising a valid point, which is that restoring trust in this agency isn't something that's going to happen overnight. It requires diligent leadership that acknowledges the problems that they've had, which I just don't think Christopher Wray has, and I don't think that this current leadership has either. That's going to be a big challenge for the next president, and I hope that president is willing to take on that challenge, because it's something that's huge and important. We need to be able to trust the FBI. We can't just get rid of these institutions.
I know, because if somebody's doing something good, because we have not been having major attacks since 9/11.
Yep.
And now we see we have a 5-alarm fire every day, though, and they've been saying that over and over again. All right, Ben, I know you're pumped up to do your podcast, the Ben Domenech Podcast. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
All right. He's always great to talk to. So are you. 1-866-408-7669. Don't move. Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use, I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Interesting people are talking to Will King.
I said, what do I call you? I call you Dwayne, I call you The Rock. He said, now that I own it, I can call you The Rock.
Yes, I own it now, you can call me The Rock.
Our next guest needs no introduction. It is Dr. Jordan Peterson, my old friend and frenemy, Stephen A. Smith.
What is going on here? I see the Will King show in the background. I see the microphone.
Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com. And get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Well, they say there are certain things that shouldn't be brought up at the kitchen table, but not here at the Duffys. So pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
And we're going to share some real-life solutions as well to the everyday issues that you all talk about. And we're going to talk about some of those things that we agree on.
And some that we don't.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
He wouldn't have got off not if I was on that jury. There's no question about it. I mean, he was guilty as hell. The forensic evidence, the circumstantial evidence, and the manner in which the murders took place, it was clearly a crime of passion. And when you look at some of the things that they had articulated about his past, his relationship with Nicole Brown Simpson, some of the things that he had done to her, the Gloria Allreds and others obviously have spoken very eloquently about this over the years. It was clear that there was such a preponderance of evidence against him that, you know, he deserved to be in jail for the rest of his life at the very, very least.
But that wasn't the story. A lot of people in the black community back then were happy after Rodney King. They said this is balance. But O.J. lived a tortured life. I think he lost his mind. He was a little deranged at the end. He obviously had multiple personalities, almost chopped his ex-wife's head off, and a stranger at the same time. Obviously, he was a big star. That was the big thing. He was as he was likable to people that knew him, but nobody really knew him. Alan Dershowitz had his defense. He was part of the Dream Team. This is what he said last night, Cut 36.
Stephen A. is absolutely right. The LAPD was on trial. The predominantly black community and the jurors didn't trust the LAPD. And that's why it was so dangerous for Van Atter to try to enhance the evidence by creating that bloody sock, because it played right into the prejudices, perhaps, of the jurors against the LAPD.
Yeah, and I just want to get Cato Kaelin in. Was the bloody sock, is that agreed upon, that the bloody sock was concocted by the cops? Do you think that was, did you follow that, Eric, by any chance? Did you follow the trial? No?
I don't remember the bloody sock. Yeah.
I remember the glove. Okay, here's Cato Kaelin last night. Cut 32.
I think he's guilty. I have that opinion, and I still believe that today. And I know I was listening to this show, and you sort of encapsulated the last 30 years, and I was going, oh, my, your monologue is just, it brought back so much to my feelings. I was, It was wonderful, you know, not wonderful, but it was like I went back in time, and I was thinking about that line you said about heaven and hell and believing it. Well, I, you know, on his deathbed, I don't know if he said a penance or not, but I really believe he is guilty and if he made peace with God or not.
I doubt it. I was watching somebody this morning that evidently was his former manager, but then spent years with him taping everything Adrian was doing. And this guy just wanted to party. He was going hanging out. So I think he had lost his mind. I think you have to compartmentalize considering what your life was. It's bad enough. If you're a murderer, you never had probably a great life, but then he gets worse in jail. Got it. But what if you were hanging out with the elite Hollywood legends, athlete and star and broadcaster and a really handsome guy doing movies, and then all of a sudden you have everything and it all falls apart, and you look at the life you had and the people that were friends with you that no longer know your name? Bob Costas said he went to visit him in prison and basically just said, you know, get a good attorney, find out what happened. Al Michaels used to be friends with him. He thought Jim Gray used to be friends with him. But, you know, when something like that happens, it ends the next day. But he lived another, what, 25 years afterwards? Brian Kilmeade Show.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on Earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code BODY or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text BODY to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. That's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.